has issued 32 troopers that with proper care and just a little discipline should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert like Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Vintage Public House in downtown Reading invites you in to experience their newly remodeled restaurant, now featuring your favorite classic cocktails, Sunday brunch, and more. A gooey, delicious addition on the menu for the month of February. Five featured grilled cheese sandwiches, from jalapeno candied bacon to a mac and cheese grilled cheese. Vintage Public House now offers Sunday brunch with tasty brunch offerings, patio dining, mimosas, Bloody Marys, and more. Vintage Public House. For more information, follow on Facebook or check out their website, VintageReading.com, located at the corner of Market and Sacramento across from the Cascade Theater.
Cured. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
Talk Radio Countdown. Time has arrived. Let's do that again, Doug. Take two. Time has arrived for us to review the top stories of the week in News Talk Radio, the charts from Talkers Magazine for the week of February the 11th to the 15th, which I like how professorial I sound. The way you pronounce it is February, not February. It really was, as a teacher, one of my pet peeves when people couldn't say February or library. So this becomes the classroom of the year, folks, and also an overview of some of the things that are going on in our world. Top 10 stories and people, let's go through them with our list of guests and hosts, people who are in the know and on the go. Victoria Jones is here from the D.C. Radio Company. Rich McFadden also in the district at Radio America, and Rick Jensen is at WDEL in Wilmington. A good panel putting together their ideas. The Grammy Awards are at number 10, kind of a ho-hum presentation. I say that acknowledging that I didn't watch it. So why do I have even an opinion on it? Because I feel, I don't know whether we're all getting a little longer on the tooth. Was there anything in the Grammys that appealed to anybody here? Okay,
yes.
Richie, what appealed to you?
I thought Alicia Keys was wonderful.
Yeah, as the host?
As the host. I thought she's an amazing talent. She's very sweet. She's very likable. And I thought the Dolly Parton thing was fantastic.
Okay.
That new song that she's got out was great. And what else did I see that I liked? Red Hot Chili Peppers.
It was a three-hour show, so what else in the 3 hours?
Well, I mean, I was just kind of in and out. The TV was on, so I didn't sit and watch it. But and then, you know, okay, Diana Ross I connect with, but she's kind of a blowhard.
Ain't no mountain high. So,
well,
I guess maybe my question, yeah, she does. My question to all of you, Victoria, Rick, Richie, is the music business being too overshadowed by R. Kellys of the world, the people who are in the music business and who are doing such horrible things that it tends to distract from? He's kind of like the El Chapo of music.
Rock, rap, and hip-hop. Bad behaviors, you know, that's always been part of this. What I find a little interesting, though, is...
Part of what, Rick?
Of mine,
part of the music business or part of...
Sure, there's a part of the music business. It's, you've always had characters like that, people behaving badly. It was celebrated once with the Rolling Stones. Now you go back and say, yeah, that's not so right.
Really?
It depends what you're doing. I mean, if you're, you know, it
having sex with a 14-year-old girl who's peeing on you, that's a lovely way to be thought of in terms of...
Well, sex with underage girls is not exactly unknown in the...
No, but I don't know. It just seems
it's
like
not it's unknown in the rock music business. I mean, I work for a rock band, and I mean, I can say with some confidence that went on the boardroom table with one of my colleagues.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, where do I go after that?
Here's the reality.
Well,
of the
let me suggest this. I topped everything with that.
Yes, you did. That was the end of the conversation. Yeah, okay. Go ahead. Yeah, now let's keep moving. Number nine, situation with, speaking of El Chapo, the verdict, and whether or not he's going to face life in prison and never get out. How many jails has he gotten out of? He was incarcerated, I think, at least half a dozen jails he was incarcerated in Mexico, got out of all of them. And how
this
far does his,
sorry,
his money go to, you know, lighten the load and get him out? I don't know. It just seems to me, unless you put this guy down like a dog, he's going to still have influence one way or another. All right. So
I want to know what happens to his money.
Key thing here, if you put this guy down like a dog, and I think that's one of the questions about what might happen to him in prison. I mean, this is a tough prison to get out of, and I just wonder whether he might get axed.
In terms of the what the money is going to be used for, there have been people who have not facetiously suggested it be used to pay for the wall.
Absolutely. Get Mexico to pay for the wall. Use that dirty drug money to pay for the wall. There is not a doubt in my mind. Use that $14 billion that we,
paid for
the citizens of the United States, those of you who do drugs, You gave him $14 billion. Now you are going to pay for the wall.
Mm-hmm. Anybody got a problem with that?
I don't have a problem with it if it's legal.
What are they going to do with the $14 billion?
Not be legal?
Well, that's what I'm saying. If it's legal to do, I don't know what the procedure is.
Well, but Richie's got the right question. So let's say somebody decides to challenge it because it's not legal. Who's going to challenge it? Where is the money? Who's in control of the money? And why is it, I suppose the question is, why is it still, what is it doing? Just
Your Honor,
someplace?
May I have a sidebar?
Jeepers, crow, yes.
I was talking to somebody yesterday, and we were talking about the attorney generals of all of the states that went after the tobacco companies.
Yeah.
Do you know why the attorney generals were so adamant about going after the tobacco companies?
Because they could use
They get the money.
Yeah.
They didn't care about people quitting smoking. They wanted the money, and they got to keep the money. What did they do with that money? Oh, we're going to put it in the non-smoking program. And it's the same thing with this $14 billion. Where does that go? The government's talking about fining Facebook like $1 trillion or something like that. What are they going to do with that money? Where does that money go?
Where does it go? Yeah.
That's the always right question, an interesting Richie. Question. It is a good question.
Right. None of us know the answer to it.
Follow the money.
It's a black hole.
Right.
It goes to the general funds, and they use it as they please, and the story goes away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, so let me. This is sort of nine part A, the reality of the national debt and how it affects us and where we're going. We're up to $22 trillion now. The debt continues to skyrocket after this latest deal, the 1,100-page bill that was signed for the border wall. And the deal. Do we have Jennifer with us? Can we talk about this with Jennifer for a minute? Jennifer Horn is also here from the...
I don't think she's here anymore. Jennifer, are you still there? No.
I am still here.
Oh, she is. I'm sorry.
You guys were putting me in the corner. I was writing your email. I'm getting ready to jump ship.
No, I went and said, are you still here? You're still here? And you didn't respond, so I thought you left.
Oh.
Sorry.
That's weird. Technical glitches. Anyway, yes, you were saying about the debt.
Yes, the debt and how it wraps itself around. Well, we were talking about El Chapo's money being used to pay for the wall. The border wall deal only
Ted
includes
Cruz's idea, which is spectacular, I think.
Right.
And it's
been
done by law enforcement already, so it's not illegal to do it. Law enforcement on a local level uses drug money to fund themselves. There's no reason you couldn't fund national security with drug money.
Mm-hmm. So who would be against this? Anybody? Let's just do it. What do we have to do to make
Why
sure?
Why does Trump need to take money from anywhere else? Why can't he just go get that money tomorrow?
Yeah.
Well, if you're looking about the civil asset forfeiture money, that's like hundreds of millions of dollars, not billions of dollars. And there's a problem with that, too, because there have actually been thousands of Americans who are completely innocent of any crime. But when the police say, hey, we suspect you're a drug dealer, they take the money, whether it's a lifesaver.
I know somebody who lost their car.
But here, we're not, there's no question about
El Chapo. But there's $14 billion that we know of.
So there's no reason not to take it. All right, so Jennifer, let's go back around to the deal itself. The number one issue, I'm jumping from number nine to number one because I want to get your expertise before you have to go on the border wall deal. You're not happy. Most people who have any consciousness at all, have any brains, any common sense, looks at 1,100 pages of crap, the same old story. They throw everything but the kitchen sink into a bill that they know has to pass. So now where do we go?
This is a big trash heap, and, you know, just for the record, whether you're a Democrat or Republican, you like Trump, you don't like Trump, the fact that Congress puts together 1,100 pages of documents and expects people to vote on that 8 hours later is not responsible governing, and that kind of behavior needs to stop. There's no way that these people in the Senate and the House read through every bit of 1,100 pages with no time in advance.
Nancy Pelosi always says, let's pass the bill, and we'll fix it later.
Those people need to be voted out, and they need to be voted out efficiently and immediately. So that's number one. Is part of this deal that Trump is signing. It's a larger funding resolution. It's got $1.4 billion, just under $1.4 billion for the wall, but there are strict limitations about where it can be built. It would be built all in the Rio Grande Valley. It would only allow for 55 miles, and it prevents them from actually building a wall structure. It would have to be a fence. The other trash pile in this is that if anybody walks into this country with a child, their own or otherwise, if they come into this child with a minor, they are immediately exempt from deportation. That's why this bill should have been thrown out. There should have been a continuing resolution to fund the government.
Who knew that?
So let me kidnap a kid and run over the border with
absolutely them. You're incentivizing human trafficking. This is totally irresponsible.
Why is Trump, who was so in favor or didn't mind having the shutdown before, why this is worse than what was the reality before?
Honestly, he's being pushed into this by Mitch McConnell, and you know what? Quite honestly, by Jared Kushner, who wants to keep, who is a trusted advisor of the president, and who is telling him that he has to do this. And what he is doing is essentially tying his hands. So Trump is going to declare a national emergency. Is declaring a national emergency. That's going to be challenged by Democrats in the court system. The problem here is that with this new legislation he just signed, he's not going to be able to build wall anywhere where a local municipality says he can't. Well, guess what? Yeah. California is never going to tell him that he can build a wall. In certain areas of Texas and New Mexico, they're going to prevent him from building a wall. This bill ties his hands and prevents him from having any chance at moving money around from the military to build the wall, which he actually constitutionally can. So other than
California already has a wall,
point,
though, why would they stop
it? And it works. In San Diego, absolutely works.
Right. So why would they stop them if they know it works?
Politics, because this is not about what works anymore. It's about whose team you're on. Right. And that's what's really unfortunate, because we all lose when that happens.
All right. It's 18 half the hour. This is the Talk Radio Review.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's the holiday season, guys. Hi, it's Jen from the DJV Show. Are you losing sleep over finding the perfect gift for those special people in your life? Well, we have the answer for you. MyPillow is the ultimate stocking stuffer and the perfect gift. How often do you hear your friends and family complain about how hard it is to get a good night's sleep? Change the way they sleep forever with MyPillow. MyPillows are made right here in the USA with 100% machine washable and dryable cotton. And they come with a 10-year warranty, so you have nothing to lose. For a limited time, get four MyPillows. That's right, four MyPillows for half the price. You get two premium MyPillows and two go-anywhere pillows, plus free shipping. But wait, there's more just for our DJV Show listeners. They're extending their money-back guarantee until March 1st, 2019. Go to MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV to get this offer. That's promo code DJV right now at MyPillow.com, promo code DJV.
Herpes and L works when you have a cold sore and works when you don't.
If you haven't tried this for cold sores, you're missing out.
Herpes and L penetrates deep to treat cold sores.
It really works. I apply it as soon as I have one.
Herpes and L also protects against certain triggers caused by the sun and cold with added SPF 30 protection.
I use it in the winter and in the summer to help protect against flare-ups from sun damage.
Herpes and L works when you have a cold sore, works when you don't. Use as directed.
Your brain is an amazing thing, but as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. In clinical trials, Prevagen has been shown to improve short-term memory. Prevagen, the name to remember, now available in stores everywhere. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The program that you're listening to, Talk Radio Review, brought to you in part by the folks at MyPillow. MyPillow rolling into your bedroom, onto your bed. Rick Jensen's daughter stole his, so
he's got and it never came back.
Another one. Never came back. Go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV, and buy anything in the catalog, anything on their website at MyPillow.com for 50% off. Fabulous buys. Your kids will steal your pillows, too. MyPillow.com, promo code DJV for everything at half price.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Ready to make more money, break more ground, and achieve more of your life's goals? With free tuition at Shasta College, now is your chance to get more out of life. We all know that education is the key to a bigger paycheck and a brighter future, and Shasta College is committed to providing the best in affordable, accessible higher education that opens more doors. Whether you're looking to transfer to a bachelor's degree program, complete a professional degree, or secure a certification in a high-demand field, there's never been a better time to start demanding more. Shasta College grads are building more businesses, saving more lives, and attending more four-year universities. And with more programs and classes to choose from, what more could you ask for? Well, since you asked, if you're a first-time, full-time student, the Shasta Promise Program will cover your entire tuition for the first year. That's right, your Shasta College tuition is free. A new semester starts soon. Enroll now before the class time you want is gone. Start getting more out of your future today. Visit ShastaCollege.edu/apply or call 530-242-7500 to enroll now. Shasta College, more possibilities.
I'm excited to announce my new radio show that will begin in January right here on Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460 AM. My name is Dr. Patricia Bay, and I'm a marriage family therapist with 30-plus years experience in this field. My show, Therapy in a Nutshell, will feature topics that will help you navigate your life challenges. I will be talking about subjects such as grief and loss, family drama, dealing with adult children with addictions, relationship issues such as affair recovery, betrayal, learning to trust again, and communication basics. My first show will air on Saturday, January 5th at 11 a.m., and we will be talking about simplifying your life. We want to streamline your life, cut out excess anything, excess in our heads, our homes, and in our relationships. Listen in and call with questions or comments. Let's heal the world 1 hour at a time. Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays beginning January 5th at 11 a.m.
You get me every time.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time now for us to continue with our overview of the charts from Talkers Magazine, the work done by the staff and management at Talkers. You can find the list at Talkers.com, where you can also find Talkers Radio, Talkers Telecast, the Michael Harrison interview, a podcast there. It's all for your absorption, consumption at talkers.com. Okay, back to the story list. We sort of bounced from 9 to 1, the border wall. I wanted to get Jennifer's input on that. I think William Barr being confirmed, which is number 8, is a kind of a ho-hum. What's the Washington take on this, Victoria?
I think the concern from the Democrats is that William Barr has a very expansive view of presidential power. So they are concerned about that, particularly obviously now the President Trump is declaring a national emergency with regard to building the wall. That's one thing. And also, of course, with regard to the Mueller investigation, the Democrats and some Republicans and overwhelmingly the public, according to many polls, want the Mueller report made public. And Barr would not commit during his confirmation hearing to making that report public. And some Democrats are also concerned about whether Barr might try to curb the Mueller investigation.
And Mueller are dinner buddies. The wives are all great friends. So what do you think is going to happen in that circumstance?
You know, we should discuss
social pals. Yeah, go ahead,
Mr.
Richie.
Stephan, is the new McCabe book. And them discussing invoking the, what was it, the
25th and 25th?
Yeah.
That's a whole separate thing. That is absolutely fascinating.
Fascinating and also treasonous.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Does anybody else here think that the FBI has become this entity in its own that wants to run the government?
No.
And if they don't agree with the president, they want to try and find a way to throw him out?
I'm so glad you said that, though,
because if the press were reporting on this in another country, they would be using the word coup,
right.
Attempted coup.
Right.
Yeah.
Having a conversation is a coup?
A conversation?
When you're looking at pushing the president out and trying to find ways to do that,
because the president came in and fired your guy that he didn't think was doing the right job and thought the agency itself was getting out of control, so he wanted to bring it under control. Yeah, it's a coup.
Well, if they felt that the president was unstable, then you could make the argument. I'm not making the argument. You could make the argument that they believed that he was out of control and unstable, and that they felt that as an independent law enforcement agency, it behooved them to have that conversation. It didn't go anywhere, but that they felt it behooved them to have that conversation.
I love the fact that she used the word behooved twice.
I think treason is extreme. I think it's extreme.
Well, this whole thing is extreme, and the personality that is involved here. We all know that Trump has something wrong. Two and two doesn't add up to four with him and his personality. Maybe he's bipolar, whatever he is. But does that bring us to the point? There have been a lot of people in government who have been crazy. A lot of people who have been very successful in government who have been out of their minds. And in a maybe not a literal sense, but certainly Trump isn't like everybody else, and therefore he's condemned. I'm not sticking up for him one way or another, but I will tell you that the world is full of people who are different, and we want to get people out of office because they're different. The people say he's dangerous because he's different. He's not any more dangerous than Polk was when he was Polk, P-O-L-K, when he was the president. It's just people don't know history. They don't understand what's going on. Thus, we make kind of silly statements in some circumstances. 28 past the hour.
Do you think you can lose fat cells without dieting? Science says the answer is yes. It's not about a fast process, but when you give your body back what it needs, you can lose weight without having to diet. Calitrin is specially formulated to do exactly that and proven for healthy and safe weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin. So far I've lost 35¾ inches, and I've lost 45 pounds.
My name is Judy. I live in Newburgh, Indiana. I have lost 21 pounds on Calitrin. I really like it.
I had exercised and nothing made a difference, so I got the Calitrin and I tried it and was amazed at how well Calitrin really works. And it also took my hot flashes away, so it's been wonderful. I am happy.
Give your body back what it needs with Calitrin. Check it out online at toploss.com or call 833-TOP-LOSS for Calitrin's big sale. Again, that's 833-TOP-LOSS or toploss.com.
Hey, this is Victoria with the DJV Show. Want to leave a great lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable feature. I've got the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, the world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, it's only 5 minutes. After using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now there's no going back. I don't think twice about cracking a smile. smile. Power swabs are super fast and easy to use and hygienist approved. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? It's a no-brainer. Get power swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores. Call now for your power swabs. 800-208-1797. Again, that's 800-208-1797. Call now for your power swabs today at 800-208-1797.
KCNR rolls into 2019 with great changes to our programming. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your town hall of the Shasta County Airwaves. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, it's the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, 1460 a.m. and soon on 96.5 FM. Now, more than ever, we are your locally owned, community-connected radio station. Winter is coming. At least that's what the calendar says, and the nights are getting cooler. So you don't want to put off having your monitor or Toyotomi heater and water heater serviced, and SST Oil are the people to call today at 241-1167. Stay warm and cozy when the temperature drops by having that system checked and fresh fuel delivered. SST Oil delivering to our firefighters, and they'll bring that same dedication to your home. SST Oil, Windham Lane in Reading, 241-1167. After the fires, the odds are that your HVAC system is now loaded with ash and contamination that will fill your house every time you start your heating system in the weeks ahead. Now's the time to get that ductwork cleaned and sanitized for your family's health. For more than a quarter century, Clean Air Duct Cleaning has been giving homeowners peace of mind every time their system comes on. Right now, Chris is offering up to 12 vents cleaned for $250. Get all the details at 356-4435. That's 356-4435.
Vintage Public House in downtown Reading invites you in to experience their newly remodeled restaurant. Now featuring your favorite classic cocktails, Sunday brunch, and more. A gooey, delicious addition on the menu for the month of February. 5 featured grilled cheese sandwiches, from jalapeno candied bacon to a mac and cheese grilled cheese. Vintage Public House now offers Sunday brunch with tasty brunch offerings, patio dining, mimosas, Bloody Marys, and more. Vintage Public House. For more information, follow on Facebook or check out their website, VintageReading.com. Located at the corner of Market and Sacramento, across from the Cascade Theater.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
Laura Ingram, Dave Ramsey, Mark Levin, and Tom Gresham are only on KCNR 1460.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Back to the Talk Radio Review for the second week of February. I'm Doug Steffen. Here with Victoria Jones from the D.C. Radio Company, Rick Jensen, WDEL, Wilmington, Delaware, and Rich McFadden, who's at Radio America in Washington. So, take a big, deep breath, looking and seeing and hearing, understanding what's going on here. The Green Deal, I don't know, should we, I should ask all of you, which one of these 10 do you think is the most important? Victoria, pick one of the items from 1 to 10. Which one is the most important to you?
Of the 10, the most important to me?
Yeah. The border wall deal, the investigation, the Green New Deal, the McCabe interview on 60 Minutes, the Parkland shooting anniversary and discussion of gun control, tension in the Middle East, The congresswoman from wherever she's from, Omar, who kind of half-heartedly apologized for the stupid thing that she said about the...
it's all about the Benjamins.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Israel deal, it's all about the Benjamins.
You know, the tension in the Middle East is important, and what's going on at this conference that Vice President Mike Pence is at that is about Iran, that's also important, because any time you have tension in the Middle East, any time you have that going on, and you've got now Vice President Pence on Thursday having a go at European countries, telling them they need to withdraw from the nuclear deal with Iran. You've got a split with Britain, Germany, and France, who, you know, they all negotiated and signed the deal, which President Trump has withdrawn from. And any time you've got this kind of thing going on, and, of course, Iran was not invited to this conference in Warsaw, this is important stuff, because you're dealing with geopolitics, and this arguably is more important than you know what the congresswoman said, although that's, you know, juicy. This is important stuff, and tensions in the Middle East, this is important stuff, and it's the kind of stuff that we do talk about, but we don't always talk about as much, but it's really important stuff, because
as much as what's the rest of the sentence there? We don't talk about it as much as fill in
the blank. As much as when a member of Congress says something they shouldn't say, or as R. Kelly, or as the next small scandal that grabs our attention, as much as the next bright, shiny object,
right,
because we have an inability to focus. Uh-huh. This is important stuff.
Hey, have you seen the pictures from Miley Cyrus's wedding?
Well, that's important stuff.
Yes, fabulous important, yeah. All right, so you make a good point there, that's for sure, Victoria. The Omar thing is something that's, I don't know what dismissible is the right word for it, but I thought, interestingly enough, the Iranians were silly enough, the Ayatollah earlier in the week, to put out a hit on Trump, declaring death to Trump. Like there was, that was maybe a surprise, but I don't know that anybody took it very seriously, but it still is. It's part of the war of words, and that's really where we are. We're having, in our own country, we have a war. You know, we talk about our enemies outside, and I don't even know if I want to use the word enemy, but certainly belligerence is what we would, I think, of the reference to Republicans and Democrats as belligerents, I think, is appropriate. I think there are a lot of people who feel that we are, it's like the Civil War. We're at war. The ideology, the positions that people take are very, there's a broadness.
I'm going to send you a video that I just happened upon yesterday. It's a Prager University video. There's really
Prager
interesting.
As in
Dennis Prager.
Dennis
he's got
Prager,
the
I mean.
Very, yeah. very popular YouTube channel called Prager University.
Yeah, he's on our KRLA and and the Salem Network as well.
And it takes deeper dives into a wide variety of topics.
Yeah.
But one that it talked about yesterday and I thought was really interesting is the premise of the video was you can't deal with the left. And he was talking about the far left, the socialist left, the Ocasio-Cortez's and the Bernie Sanders's and the Elizabeth Warren's of the world. Because conservatives and liberals can agree on a common goal. They have a shared goal. Yes, we all want security at the border. Yes, we all want clean air and clean water. But the further and more fringe, and you can say this on the right too, that you get, there you don't have a shared goal, a common goal. Mm-hmm. And I think you're seeing a lot of this with the disparity of conversation that we have on the left and the right today, is that these fringes don't share a common goal. And
no, not,
that makes it impossible to negotiate. You cannot negotiate with somebody you don't share a common goal with. And that's where our problem is right now.
Well,
what does that mean, common goal? What does that mean?
The common goal, the environment, perfect example, right? We all want clean water. We all want clean air. We just disagree on how to get there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right.
We all want border security.
So we have to talk about that.
Well, is talking good? That's the point.
Yes, it does.
People are shut out. The people who are reasonable, and I think all of us here, we all agree that we each are pretty reasonable. And yet our points of view, the Ocasio-Cortezes of the world would shut us out, shut us down,
right,
because we don't follow in lockstep. Elizabeth Warren's the same way.
Victoria, I could have a conversation with you about this. I could not have a conversation with them about this.
No.
They would not want to hear my perspective at all.
It shuts you right out.
All right, so we have to talk.
Exactly.
Well,
exactly.
Will these sorts of realities, Richie and Rick and Victoria, bring about the more credible candidacies of people like this guy who's the mayor of South Bend, Indiana? What's his name? Pete Buttigieg? Is that how you pronounce his name?
Buttigieg.
Buttigieg. What is it?
Yeah.
Buttigieg.
Buttigieg.
Okay. That's soft G's.
All right. He's running for president. He's gay. He's the mayor of South Bend, Indiana. But I find him to be pretty interesting. Maybe because I'm Midwestern in temperament to a point. I also find Beto O'Rourke kind of an interesting guy because he's beginning to get politically guffy, but he's got an interesting way about him. And I think that there are people who are on both sides who are there, and we all say, that's where Obama came from. People were sick of listening to these old fossils like Mitch McConnell and the same temperament and opportunism that comes with
where
they
are
in their job.
Yeah. Trump was
I'll tell
here.
You another interesting one, who we'll hear more about by the end of the weekend, who, again, is a small name, Governor Steve Bullock of Montana.
Why will we hear more about him after the weekend?
Because he's traveling to Iowa this weekend.
Really?
As he explores a run for the Democratic presidential nomination. And this is a moderate governor of Montana, very popular. He's been laying quietly the groundwork for a presidential campaign. He's got a big Sky Values pack. And he's an interesting guy, and he's been impressing people in New Hampshire and Iowa for a year now.
People say the same sort of thing, Victoria, about Klobuch, or how do you pronounce her name? I think it's Klobuch, the senator from Minnesota.
Amy Klobuchar.
Klobuchar, that's it, yeah. Who have interesting things to say about her and her moderate points of view on things. There's a shakeout time, but it is interesting to bring these ideas and see how influenced the parties are by what these people, the newcomers, are having to say. This is the Talk Radio Review. Doug Steffen here with Victoria Jones, Rick Jensen, Rich McFadden. Is your lower back a problem? Is it going out more? You know what I mean when I say going out. It's not in, it's out. Your back may slow you down, making the easiest things you do almost impossible to do because your back is bothering you so much. So, for those of you who have back problems, most of them are muscle. The muscle that surrounds the discs and your vertebrae and stuff gets pulled and pushed, and then you have the sore back is basically the muscles. You need to relax them. I'm a veteran of this. I speak with authority. My back's been a problem most of my adult life. So this Purity Products Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula will get you back on track, and you can try it now without having to pay a penny other than what it costs to ship it to you. These folks feel once you try it, it will be the best herbal formula you can possibly have that will bring you back to having a comfortable back reality. Flexibility, back. Joint support, back. Your lower back pain, gone. All right, here's how you get Purity's Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula free. You call 800-291-4180. That's 800-291-4180. What are you waiting for? At no cost to you, you get a free bottle, a couple of bucks for shipping. That's it. So you want a free bottle, use the DJV code and call 800-291-4180. One more time. For ultimate lower back relief, get this product and use it and enjoy it. 800
1-800-291-4180. Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Stephan here reviewing the top 10 stories of the week as the declarative from Talkers Magazine, the folks that do all the work, go through the talk radio shows, the programs, the hosts, stations, come up with this list this week. Grammy Awards at number 10. Number 9, El Chapo, and the verdict against him. Number 8, the confirmation of William Barr as the new Attorney General. Number 7 is the apology from Ilhan Omar, the Congresswoman. Number 6, the tension between Iran and Israel, basically situation in the Middle East. Number 5, the anniversary of the Parkland shooting. Number 4, the Andrew McCabe interview airing on Sunday on CBS in 60 Minutes. Number 3, presidential hopefuls, including Bill Weld, who has announced officially he's running against Trump in the primary. And the border wall deal is number 1 this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Joel Street. As cancers grow and die, they shed DNA into the bloodstream. A blood test called a liquid biopsy can help doctors determine if a cancerous tumor is gone following treatment.
Instead of doing PET scan or CT scans, you could use blood tests to monitor the disappearance and the reappearance of the cancer. We've already have clinical tests available in which we can do this, in, for example, in melanoma or in colon cancer.
Dr. Keith Stewart, director of the Mayo Clinic Center for Individualized Medicine, says in the future, a liquid biopsy will also be used to detect the earliest signs of disease.
If we know your increased risk for ovarian cancer, we believe that one day we'll be able to draw a blood test and monitor you on an annual or biannual basis for the earliest signs of ovarian cancer or whatever cancer we're worried about.
And if detected, intervene early when it's still curable. For Mayo Clinic Radio, I'm Joel Street.
Do you think you can lose fat cells without dieting? Science says the answer is yes. It's not about a fast process, but when you give your body back what it needs, you can lose weight without having to diet. Calitrin is specially formulated to do exactly that and proven for healthy and safe weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin. So far, I've lost 35 and 3/4 inches, and I've lost 45 pounds.
My name is Judy. I live in Newburgh, Indiana. I have lost 21 pounds on Calitran. I really like it.
I had exercised and nothing made a difference, so I got the Calitran and I tried it and was amazed at how well Calitran really works. And it also took my hot flashes away, so it's been wonderful. I am happy.
Give your body back what it needs with Calitran. Check it out online at TopLoss.com or call 833-TOP-LOSS for Calitran's big sale. Again, that's 833-TOP-LOSS or TopLoss.com.
Your brain is an amazing thing, but as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. In clinical trials, Prevagen has been shown to improve short-term memory. Prevagen, the name to remember, now available in stores everywhere. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Talk Radio Countdown Show. Let's go through the stories this week, the week of February the 4th to the 8th. Top 10 stories, according to research by the folks at Talkers Magazine, brings us around to number 10, which is pretty much always a focus on what's on sports talk radio. The Super Bowl, certainly people talking about that. The trades on the basketball court or in the offices of the basketball teams. And the beginning of the baseball season. U.S.-China relations, number 9. The unrest in Venezuela continues. That's number 8. Jeff Bezos and his foolishness, number 7. The trouble with the Democrats in Virginia, number 6. Number 5, the hopefuls that will be president. Number 4, the Green New Deal. The third item is the border wall. The second item is the investigation. There are all these damn investigations. They continue. And number 1 was the president's State of the Union address. That's it, the top 5 plus 5, or the top 10 stories from Talkers Magazine this week.
short-term memory. Prevagen, the name to remember. Now available in stores everywhere. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Talk Radio Countdown Show. Let's go through the stories this week, the week of February the 4th to the 8th. Top 10 stories, according to the research by the folks at Talkers Magazine, brings us around to number 10, which is pretty much always a focus on what's on sports talk radio. The Super Bowl, certainly people talking about that. The trades on the basketball court or on in the offices of the basketball teams. And the beginning of the baseball season. U.S.-China relations, number 9. The unrest in Venezuela continues. That's number 8. Jeff Bezos and his foolishness, number 7. The trouble with the Democrats in Virginia, number 6. Number 5, the hopefuls that will be president. Number 4, the Green New Deal. The third item is the border wall. The second item is the investigation. There are all these damn investigations. From Talkers Magazine this week.
My dad is a proud doer, always building, repairing, or maintaining something. He relies on Craftsman tools, and I do the same. Today.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. We are living in a prophetic time when the insolent will rule and the morally corrupt will make the laws of the land. The young, who have not been taught right from wrong and whose minds have been poisoned, will lead those who are being deceived. People will sink into despair, and the eyes of their understanding will remain blind to the only way of escape. Only through a saving relationship with Jesus Christ will they find the peace they are seeking. It's vital you attend a church that will help you learn how to apply God's Word in your everyday life while living in this world. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth a ride.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's 53 past the hour. It's Tech Talk time, a review of the top five stories this past week, and maybe a little extra notice about the Amazon plan to not build, or the plan that has no longer become a plan, I guess, Victoria. Mm-hmm. Building headquarters in New York City is out of the question. A lot of people, as you said earlier, are upset about that for various reasons. Maybe we'll have a minute for that. But we have the official list of the top five. So let's start at number five. Focus on Spotify for a moment and find out what's going on with them.
Well, Spotify and Tidal Music are staying on top of the social climate, and they are both allowing you to block music that you don't want to hear. Now, this kind of came as a result of all the R. Kelly stuff, all those accusations of sexual abuse and violence, and especially with minor women, or women who are minors. A lot of people didn't want to have R. Kelly popping up on their stream. And if you pay for these services, which Spotify and Tidal, you have to pay a monthly fee for a subscription, then it makes sense that you should be allowed to mute certain artists that you don't want to support and don't want to hear. So Spotify started this, and now Tidal is also allowing you to block artists, or you can block specific songs, too. So if you have a personalized playlist or a track radio, then you won't have to hear anything after you mute a specific artist or a song, which I think is a great setting.
All right. Number four, Gmail and Google. Google gets the message. Let's make it easier for people to use our product.
I know. This is something that's been one of the most annoying quirks about Gmail. When you right-click on something, the menu only gave you three options: archive, mark as unread, or delete. Now, people have been saying for the longest time, the users of Gmail, hey, when we right-click on an email, we need a lot more options. And so now there are options. And this update will be rolling out shortly. And as soon as it hits your account, you will now be presented with more options on the right-click menu. You can reply, forward, label, move, mute, and snooze emails, and those are all options that users have been begging Google for. So Google finally listened to their customers.
Google, please, please, please help us.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Number three, Apple in the focus, and this is probably a good step, is it not?
I think it is. Yeah, military veterans who are treated by the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs will soon be able to access their medical records on their iPhone Health Records app. Now, electronic health records are famously contentious as a sector of the healthcare system. For many patients, it's fragmented paper trail, filled with gaps and lots of challenges, especially going from one health network to another. And this affects over 9 million veterans who are served by the VA. It's the largest medical system in the country. It's also probably the worst run medical system in the country. And now, at least with Apple's help, that the veterans trying to go to a different doctor will at least now have all of their charts in one place on the Apple app. So this includes their past conditions, diagnoses, vaccinations, lab tests, medical procedures, and also mental health care notes, which is a great thing if you're switching therapists. So this is part of the latest thing that Apple's involved with. They have now got records from over 100 hospitals in 39 different healthcare systems all on their app. So I think this is great news for our veterans.
All right. So back to the Amazon story from New York, the political ramifications of this, 25,000 jobs, that sort of thing, billions of dollars in revenue and incentives. So up in smoke. So what do we make of this?
Well, essentially, Amazon has pulled out of the deal to build a new HQ2 headquarters in Long Island City, which is just essentially 25 feet or yards across the East River from Manhattan. So, but the problem is this decision and announcement was met with so many protests because all of these incentives are going to Amazon and to build new housing for all these future employees. But the problem is New York City, It loves to gentrify and kick people to the curb who are already living there. And that is essentially what this is about. And so the people who are already living on Long Island City in Section 8 housing, they would have been kicked to the curb and essentially not had a place to go, really. So that's essentially what happened. A lot of politicians in New York are disappointed. Amazon refused to even negotiate this. They just pulled out of the deal, and that's it.
Well, it shows you the power of a company like that, that's for sure. Number one this week, the top tech story of the week, focus on the Federal Communications Commission, Victoria.
Robocalls. Everybody hates these robocalls. And, of course, we also, everyone who has a cell phone or a landline, everybody gets robocalls. The FCC is now saying that they're going to start putting a lot of pressure on AT&T, Verizon, T-Mobile, and Sprint to come up with their own software to block robocalls on your cell phone because they're just not doing it on their own. So the agency feels they need to come in and strong-arm them.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of strong arming going on everywhere. Seems to be a national epidemic. 59 past the hour here.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
February 22nd, 1982, Joe Martino opened Orchard Nutrition Center with a simple philosophy to be able to have the choices available for a completely committed healthy lifestyle. And to this day, Joe and the entire Orchard Nutrition Center family have kept that promise for 37 years. From the bakery and deli, vitamins and supplements, organic groceries, and organic produce. All of the best possible products at the lowest possible price. At Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
This is Tracy Edwards. Join the Redding Rancheria for its 2019 Black and White Year to Remember. Saturday, March 2nd at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. Tickets include dinner, awards presentations, and silent auction. Celebrate the 51 organizations who we were able to help in 2018. One organization receiving an additional gift of $10,000. All proceeds from this event benefit the Redding Rancheria Community Fund. So come experience the Redding Rancheria Black and White Year to Remember. Saturday, March 2nd at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. Call Maria Orozco at 242-4516 for info or tickets.
Vintage Public House in downtown Reading invites you in to experience their newly remodeled restaurant, now featuring your favorite classic cocktails, Sunday brunch, and more. A gooey, delicious addition on the menu for the month of February. Five featured grilled cheese sandwiches, from jalapeno candied bacon to a mac and cheese grilled cheese. Vintage Public House now offers Sunday brunch with tasty brunch offerings, patio dining, mimosas, Bloody Marys, and more. Vintage Public House. For more information, follow on Facebook or check out their website, VintageReading.com, located at the corner of Market and Sacramento across from the Cascade Theater.
Congress blocks the declaration to direct funds to border wall construction.
He's going to protect his national emergency declaration guaranteed.
Miller says that declaration is in fact constitutional.
Congress in 1976 passed the National Emergencies Act and gave the president the authority as a result of that to invoke a national emergency in many different circumstances, but among them for the use of military construction funds.
California Attorney General Xavier Becerra is also threatening legal action to block the declaration. A parliamentary committee report is recommending the United Kingdom government increase oversight of social media platforms like Facebook to better control harmful or illegal content. A report published today says social media sites should have to follow a mandatory code of ethics overseen by an independent regulator. Facebook did not immediately respond to a request for comment. A security conference in Munich, Germany this weekend. U.S. envoy for Syria, James Jeffries, says the U.S.'s withdrawal from Syria is not going to be abrupt.
It's going to be an orderly, step-by-step withdrawal. And at each point, at each phase, we're going to look at our underlying goals that I just laid out and ensure that we have means, capabilities, and partners that can carry them out for us.
Meanwhile, U.S.-backed militia fighting the Islamic State group in Syria says the militants are preventing more than 1,000 civilians from leaving the tiny patch of land where the extremists are pinned down on the banks of the Euphrates River. A spokesman for the Kurdish-led Syrian Democratic Forces says IS militants have blocked a corridor used by nearly 40,000 people to flee the area since December. News and analysis at townhall.com.
G'day, I'm Scott from Plug-In Pest Free. I want to personally thank all my Plug-In Pest Free customers who have taken the time out to call, write, and who have left messages to thank me for ridding their homes and businesses of unwanted rodent and pest problems. So from me to you, I thank you. Plug-In Pest Free is the only scientifically tested and, more importantly, consumer-proven electromagnetic pest management system since 1995. Why put up with those annoying rodents and pests any longer? Plug-In Pest Free is 100% chemical-free, making it your safest bet to manage your rodent and pest problems around your family and pets. With a 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose. So order yours today at gopestfree.com. Use promo code SAVE20 for 20% off and free shipping. That's gopestfree.com, promo code SAVE20. Don't spray and regret. Plug in and forget. Gopestfree.com today.
Disgraced former Congressman Anthony Weiner, who was caught in a sexting scandal, has been released from federal prison in Massachusetts and is now back in New York. We get the latest from correspondent Julie Walker in New York City.
The once rising star in the Democratic Party was convicted of having illicit online contact with a 15-year-old North Carolina girl in 2017. He was sentenced to 21 months in a federal medical center. The Bureau of Prisons now says Anthony Weiner is in the custody of its residential reentry management office in Brooklyn, New York, with a release date in May. At the time of his sentencing, Weiner was told he'd spend 3 years on supervised release and will pay a $10,000 fine and will have to register as a sex offender. Julie Walker, New York.
More breaking news and more analysis, both at townhall.com. A 14-year-old Texas girl sentenced to 25 years in prison for fatally stabbing her best friend.
The 14-year-old girl has not been named because of her age, but we do know she's been ordered to spend 25 years in state custody after a jury found her delinquent in the fatal stabbing of her best friend. The two got into a fight at a sleepover at an apartment in Fort Worth last May, and 14-year-old Nyla Lightfoot was stabbed in the neck and chest. Val Dior reporting.
Aurora, Illinois police say a man who killed five co-workers at a suburban Chicago manufacturing plant had his gun license permit revoked back in 2014, but never gave up the handgun he used in the attack on Friday. Illinois lawmakers who support more gun measures say the man was able to keep the gun because of a flaw in the 1968 law that requires residents to get a firearms owner's identification card to purchase firearms or ammunition. More at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge with Brad Dacus.
Christian students who attend public schools should be knowledgeable about their legal rights to share their testimony and the good news of Jesus Christ. Pacific Justice Institute has prepared a valuable resource for you. Go to pji.org and download our free ebook titled Reclaim Your School.
Stay informed on religious freedoms. Receive our weekly email newsletter, The Legal Insider, at pji.org.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
CAUS LLC.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
This is very good, very, very good. This time you will spend well on the Talk Radio Countdown Show listening to Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, here every week at this time to go through the stories, the people, some of the anecdotes, his experiences in talk radio, some of mine. I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome in here to what is Protein for Your Brain. I think that's sweet. I like that description. What do you think, Michael?
It sounds nice. I don't know whether or not we live up to it. I hope that we're not artificial sweetener for the brain, which is becoming
we're
a major.
Tab.
That's a major story. That artificial sweetener stuff. Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Do you drink any of that stuff?
Yeah, I do. Unfortunately, it's everywhere. I gave up the diet soda a long time ago, but I still have the habit of putting sweetener in my coffee.
Really?
And I drink a lot of coffee. So I've been trying to drink coffee now without the sweetener in it, and it's just, I don't know whether I'm addicted to the sweetness or I'm addicted to the caffeine.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Yeah. It's like having ice cream without ice or cream in it. It's that Halo ice cream.
Well, we're all addicted to chemicals and to toxins that are not healthy.
Yes, we
are. And, I mean, it's just living. A case could be made that just living is not healthy.
You're
wear and tear
born to
of
die.
Life.
Isn't there a song, "Born to Die," somewhere in our?
No,
our
born
past?
To be alive.
Born to be alive. Okay.
Born to be alive. And then there's "Baby, we were born to run."
Well,
I was born to eat pizza.
Really?
Yeah.
I was born to love cows.
What was that?
I was born to like cows. All right, so we haven't done these stories yet. Perhaps we should do that. Then we're going to have a tribute to one of our brethren who has passed. Mm. Stories, top 10, as the research done every week by the folks at Talkers Magazine brings us this list, and okay. also the People list. Go ahead, Michael.
Let's roll through them. At number 10, we have the Grammy Awards, and we have National Basketball Association action. At number 9, we have a tie between the El Chapo verdict and Venezuela unrest. Number 8, William Barr has been confirmed as Attorney General. Number 7, the statement by Congresswoman Omar and the apology. At number 6, Iran-Israel tensions. At number 5, the Parkland shooting anniversary and gun control. At number 4, the McCabe-CBS interview. At number 3, the Green New Deal and 2020 presidential hopefuls. That campaign is off and running. At number 2, the Trump-Russia investigation and the Manafort ruling. And at number 1, the border wall deal. The people on our survey, at number 10, we have Nicolas Maduro and Juan Guaido. At number 9, we have Joaquin El Chapo Guzman. At number 8, we have William Barr. At number 7, Ilhan Omar. At number 6, Kamala Harris and Beto O'Rourke. Elizabeth Warren lives at number 5. At number 4, Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez. Paul Manafort is 3. Number 2 is shared by Robert Mueller and Andrew McCabe. And number 1 is dominated by Donald Trump. And there's the list of the week.
Did you watch the Grammys?
No.
Didn't watch them. Okay. No. So I was interested in your take on the musical choices. I liked Dolly Parton being there. And a couple of other things. But basically, that show is no longer for you and me. It just isn't.
Well, I don't know if it's not for me, but I don't like award shows anymore.
I
have
gotcha.
A long history of being involved with the Grammys.
Oh, really?
There's a radio show that still exists. It's decades old. I think Westwood One distributes it now, called Backstage at the Grammys. And it's a show that I created.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I created the show back in the 80s, in the early 80s. And back in those days, the National Academy of Recording Arts and Sciences, NARIS, the Grammys people, had a very stodgy relationship, very stodgy image in radio. The Grammys were considered old school. And they came to me and asked if I could help them get hipper in terms of radio airplay. So I created the official Backstage at the Grammys syndicated radio show. And for years, I would go backstage at the Grammys during the Grammys and interview people on the air live across the country after they won their award and were coming backstage.
Okay,
and
cool
and that, show still exists to this day. So I have a history of the Grammys, but I don't like, I haven't done that show in years. And I'm not a fan of award shows. I think they've become extremely boring.
Political.
And as far as today's music is concerned, I mean, I hate admitting it because I am basically a futurist. I'm a forward-thinking person. But I do not believe that today's music in general, there's some really good stuff out there, but in general, I believe the music industry and the music culture and its relationship with its fans is not as good as it has been at other points in my lifetime.
I think that, well, as a jock, I wasn't at it as long as you were. I was playing music from 65 to 74. And I was not a trendsetter. I did a countdown show in Boston, and I did an afternoon show on a rock station, and yeah, it was fun, and it served a purpose, kept me acutely aware of what was going on in the business, but I never felt that I was connected to it. Like, I didn't... Your life, really, your early radio life was all about the music and you being on some of these great stations and creating a musical... what's the syntax, I think, is the right word.
Yeah, well, I created a number of the big formats that still exist.
Yeah.
I was involved.
Yeah.
I was a pioneer of that, and I loved the music, and people even called me a musicologist. I even taught music at NYU for a while in my early 20s. That being said, I recognize the fact that a lot of the culture of music that people hold dear to their heart has nothing to do with the actual music itself, but rather the role the music played in their life.
Right. Where were you when
this was and a hit? Can't dispute that.
Right.
You can't dispute that. But if you try to step back and look at it objectively And that's what I try to do when I make these statements. I just don't think pound for pound per capita, the number of releases, the impact the music has on society. I don't think the music today is as important and is as good, all the things that go into the word good, as the music was 20, 30, 40 years ago, or even beyond. I mean, even before my time, you go back to the American Songbook. You go back to the great music of the 40s and the 30s and the big bands. It's not just rock and roll. The music of the 50s, when it started to rock out, the great soul R&B music of the 60s and 70s, the album-oriented rock, the progressive rock bands, the Eagles, Crosby, Stills, Nash, Young, the Beatles. I mean, there was amazing stuff. So, you know, maybe I'm a victim of my age or my experiences.
No. Here's what we've just outlined what the future is. When Dolly Parton and that group is gone, the rest of the people that are at the Grammys will be pretty much in limbo. There's nothing memorable. I think that's what you're
memorable
saying.
Memorable is a key word, Doug. Key
about
word.
This music today. Nothing.
Yeah, well, records don't stick. What happens is a record becomes a hit, and then it's gone in 6 months. You don't even remember. Whereas there was...
And so what are the radio stations that do, like, they're now up to the 80s, the music of the 70s, 80s, and the 90s. Mm-hmm. But when you get beyond that, what's the format going to be?
I don't think that music radio, I say this very carefully because many of the stations that are carrying our program are sister stations to music stations.
Yeah,
and some of the people that program and manage them are running music stations. So talk radio and music radio is still intrinsically entangled, corporately, financially, and otherwise.
Yeah.
So I say this carefully, but I am an honest man. I don't believe that commercial radio is clinging to its hold on the music culture the way it used to and the way it needs to. I think that it has lost its importance in the world of music. And a little behind-the-scenes stuff, the record companies or the music companies, whatever configuration they sell music today, they do not respect or deal with radio on the level they used to. They already recognize that radio is no longer the major conveyor of music culture, as it has been for most of the lifetimes of the people listening to this radio show.
Yep, that's a very astute way of putting it. I think you're right. All right, we'll move on the Talk Radio Countdown show with an overview of some of the stories from our point of view, mostly Michael's point of view. Michael Harrison is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. We'll talk about his interview this week. Go to mhinterview.com. to check that out, and talkers.com, where these stories, the lists of people and the stories of the week are highlighted as well. This is a time-tested, this is a perfect way, if I may use that word, put time-tested and perfect way, for you to lose weight. Healthy weight loss is important at this time of year. I must have seen on television last night 6 ads for Jenny Craig, Weight Watchers, some local outfit, go to Planet Hollywood, go to the gym, go to the Y, lose the weight. Well, those things are all great because they work to the point of losing the weight, but then how do you keep it off? That's the big question. That's the test, and that's where Calitrin comes in. Because when you use the Calitrin program for weight loss, you get more energy. Because the main ingredient is collagen, you get joint support. If you got problems with arthritis, this is very good for that because collagen fights it. It's the natural protein in your body, highest quality, helps you promote healthy lean muscle mass and thus pushing out the fat cells, weight loss happens. And then if you stay on the collagen program 10, 12 weeks, you will stay with the maintenance. So I've told you enough right now to get you intrigued. This will even make you more intrigued. If you go to toploss.com, you'll get a special 50% off deal. You buy 3 months worth of Calitrin, 90 days supply, get another 90 days free. All right? Use the code DJV to get that deal at toploss.com. 90 days supply you pay for, 90 days supply you get free. That's 6 months. 6 months of Calitrin, you'll lose the weight and maintain it. It's really a cool program. Go to toploss.com and get the deal using the DJV code.
Do you think you can lose fat cells without dieting? Science says the answer is yes. It's not about a fast process, but when you give your body back what it needs, you can lose weight without having to diet. Calitrin is specially formulated to do exactly that and proven for healthy and safe weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin. So far I've lost 35¾ inches, and I've lost 45 pounds.
My name is Judy. I live in Newburgh, Indiana. I have lost 21 pounds on Calitrin. I really like it.
I had exercised and nothing made a difference, so I got the Calitrin and I tried it and was amazed at how well Calitrin really worked. And it also took my hot flashes away, so it's been wonderful. I am happy.
Give your body back what it needs with Calitrin. Check it out online at toploss.com or call 833-TOPLOSS for Calitrin's big sale. Again, that's 833-TOPLOSS or toploss.com.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
Winter is coming. At least that's what the calendar says, and the nights are getting cooler. So you don't want to put off having your monitor or Toyotomi heater and water heater serviced, and SST Oil are the people to call today at 241-1167. Stay warm and cozy when the temperature drops by having that system checked and fresh fuel delivered. SST Oil delivering to our firefighters, and they'll bring that same dedication to your home. SST Oil, Windham Lane in Reading, 241-1167.
On April 13th and 14th, Project Healing Waters will be holding its fifth annual Sundial Challenge. Project Healing Waters Fly Fishing is dedicated to the physical and emotional rehabilitation of disabled active military personnel and disabled veterans through fly fishing and associated activities. There are several sponsorship packages available for those wishing to support our disabled vet. If you can help or have questions, please contact John Boyden at 530-722-0798.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant the third Friday of each month in the 8 a.m. hour here on locally owned KCNR.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you. I'm groovy.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen here with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers, here every week to go through the stories. Let me pick a couple of things out here for your comment, if we can. Please, Michael. The president said or not. I'm not sure the president did say this. It may have been, if you want to lose, vote for Cruz, who said El Chapo should pay for the wall. There's $14 billion laying around someplace, and I thought that was, I'm not a fan of Cruz particularly. I think this is the most intelligent thing that's ever come out of his mouth. So
you know, it's kind of an intelligent quip. It's sort of an ironic statement. As for it being applicable in the real world and whether there are systems in place that we can just say, okay, well, let's take that guy's money. Like we're
why can't we?
Well, because there are major processes. Well, first of all, how much is $5 billion versus
$14 billion? He's got $14 billion.
No, but how much is $5 billion versus $1.4 billion versus $14 billion when we're dealing with public works projects and we're dealing with the federal government? How much is a trillion? How much is $5 trillion? None of us can wrap our brains around any of this. We seem to come up with the money we need when suddenly it's politically expedient, and we don't have the money to do things that may help people or might solve problems when it's not politically expedient. This whole thing with the wall and the money is a political game of chicken. It is an ego game. It is a face-saving game. It doesn't have anything to do with, oh, where are we going to find the money to do this? Mm-hmm. It has to do with who's going to win.
Right. And, winning and losing in egos.
Yes, and most everybody has lost sight of that.
Well, losing sight of it is easy because there was an 1,100-page bill that was created almost overnight full of every pork project you could possibly imagine that was voted on in order to make this border wall deal work. And it's the same old story that we hear all the time. You hear conservatives on the radio, liberals on the radio beguiling the fact that once again Nancy Pelosi says, well, let's vote on the bill and we'll fix it later. So they voted on the bill, and Trump signs it because his advisors told him to sign it. Mostly his son-in-law and a couple of other people that are close to him said, you got to sign this. He didn't want to do it. And then the idea came up that El Chapo, with his money, as he gets sent to the Juzgado, that's another thing. Have you looked at this prison that he's going to, the Super Max prison in Florence, Colorado? The prison.
I looked at it. I mean,
prisons.
I've read about it. I haven't been there.
It's they describe it as the prison of all prisons.
Someday I hope to be there.
Yeah.
Not really. But, bite your tongue, Harrison.
He's gotten out of all the rest of the prisons he's been in. I don't know that he's going to get out of this one. I think maybe somebody's going to be in there and they're going to get him. What do you think?
I don't know. I don't know what life is like in a prison like that. Maybe they'll cheat each other. Maybe they'll rip each other off. Maybe he'll provide drugs to people like, is Bernie Madoff there? I mean, who else is there?
No, Bernie's in Marion. He's in the golf course.
Oh, but I understand there are some high-profile serial killers.
Bad people. Bad.
I mean, I'm fascinated by a story that is that's under the radar that, America's dad, Bill Cosby, is in prison. And
right.
And that's a whole very interesting
doesn't
story
like
if you look into it.
Yeah, it is. Well, he says he shouldn't be in prison.
Well, he thinks he's Gandhi. He thinks that he's a political victim, a political prisoner.
Yeah.
But he finds it to be an amazing experience.
So the people in this prison where he's going, where El Chapo's going, Ted Kaczynski, the Unabomber, Dulcehart Tsarnaev, the Boston Marathon bomber,
Zacharias
Moussari, the September 11th conspirator, Richard Reed, the shoe bomber, Terry Nichols, the Oklahoma City bombing person, the park bomber, Olympic park bomber, Eric Rudolph is there. So he's in good company.
Yeah, what a crew.
A nice crew, huh? 28.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Did you know type 2 diabetes is a heart-related disease? Hi, I'm Senator Nancy Todd from Colorado and board chair of Women in Government. Nearly 30 million Americans have diabetes, which can negatively affect the heart. In fact, heart disease is the number one killer of people with type 2 diabetes. People with diabetes are up to 4 times more likely of having a heart attack, heart failure, or stroke. Learn more by visiting womeningovernment.org.
It's the holiday season, guys. Hi, it's Jen from the DJV Show. Are you losing sleep over finding the perfect gift for those special people in your life? Well, we have the answer for you. MyPillow is the ultimate stocking stuffer and the perfect gift. How often do you hear your friends and family complain about how hard it is to get a good night's sleep? Change the way they sleep forever with MyPillow. MyPillows are made right here in the USA with 100% machine washable and dryable cotton. And they come with a 10-year warranty, so you have nothing to lose. For a limited time, get 4 MyPillows. That's right, 4 MyPillows for half the price. You get 2 premium MyPillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows, plus free shipping. But wait, there's more just for our DJV Show listeners. They're extending their money-back guarantee until March 1st, 2019. Go to MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV to get this offer. That's promo code DJV right now at MyPillow.com, promo code DJV.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture. Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call them at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KZNR.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison. Stories on top of stories on top of stories. Can I ask you about the football? Even though we're out of the season, number 10 focuses often on sports things. The Alliance of American Football wanted Colin Kaepernick and Tim Tebow. Is that the... I guess I'm wondering about... That was the inside. That wasn't that the league playing inside?
No, the American Alliance of Football is a brand new league that I think it has 8 or 10 teams, or it has a 10-week season. It starts in the spring. It's sort of it's a minor major league professional football. A lot of former NFL players and coaches are involved. It's good football. And they've often tried to create professional spring football leagues, so they're not in competition with the NFL, which is almost impossible. And they have a rule now with this new alliance that if a player is offered a contract by the NFL, they will give it to them. They will give them up. They will not hold them to it, so that they work really in harmony with the NFL. And it kicked off last weekend, and it got pretty good reviews for being pretty good football. But
really?
the jury's out, you know, as to where it'll go. But it's a legitimate league. It's got some good players.
Do you think that Kaepernick still holds the attention of the public that he did as
more as a newsmaking figure, not as an athlete? The irony is his skills were questionable even when he was still playing, and it's been several years now.
Yeah.
He's more of a political, social figure, a newsmaker, a representative, a symbol, than he is this great football force that's been on the sidelines.
Yeah.
There's no guarantee if he did come back that he would make it, because he wasn't doing all that well when he was still playing.
Right. So. The number four item this week on the countdown is this interview that's airing Sunday. Scott Pelley takes Mr. McCabe apart or to task. Andrew McCabe was the associate director or part-time director or whatever. He was in the driver's seat at the FBI for a while after Comey got fired, and then he got fired. And there are people who are saying, I'm one of them, as you look and listen to the context of this interview, that he may have been treasonous in his actions. The thing going on to continue, who knows whether it's still going at the FBI or not, trying to come up with ways to get Trump out of office, use the 25th Amendment. McCabe was trying to do that.
Well, certainly this is a lot of talk, and as far as where it's going to go, I personally think it's going to be lost in the noise of all the other stuff going on about the so-called deep swamp and all of the reasons for Trump to be loved or hated.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, the wheel keeps turning. Trump marches on, and all of this stuff just blends and blurs into the background. Nothing seems to come of anything. Have you noticed that?
Yeah, it is all just talk.
Yeah,
that's really what it's
so
all.
So I see this as just so much talk at this point. I mean, at this point, we're so numb to revelation that we could find out that Trump was sent here from another planet. And we would go, all right, so says that person.
Right. So let me just dive off for a minute here, because I think this leads well into a quick conversation about your interview this week. The Michael Harrison interview, MHinterview.com, has three different stars, if you will, with you, talking about our world, how noisy it is, and where it is going. Would you give us some background?
I have Norwegian explorer Erling Kagge, a guy that's walked to Antarctica, to the South Pole. He's walked to the North Pole. He's climbed Everest, and he's crawled through the sewers of New York City from one side of the city to the other.
Good
and
God.
He talks about the importance of silence and meditation. I have the world-famous theoretical physicist and author Leonard Mlodinow. Mladenow, rather. And he's written with Stephen Hawking, and he's written with Deepak Chopra. And he talks about neural elasticity, the elastic quality of the brain and how we humans evolve. And then I have Dr. Brian Robinson, who's a psychotherapist, who says we'd all better start chilling or we're going to have nervous breakdowns. And it basically discusses different aspects of coping with the rewiring of the human nervous system, which I contend, and I'm not alone, is happening right before our very eyes at this period of time.
So how did you have it? Is it three interviews separately, or did you have them all in the same room?
No, separately. I conducted them separately. I saw that all three of them had books out that kind of connected in terms of my connecting the dots. None of them really were somebody that I wanted to do for a full, 50-minute podcast.
Right.
So I did three 15-minute interviews and tied them all together.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of cool.
Well, it's certainly provocative, and it is kind of, if people think about, if you're thinking at all about what's going on around you, whether it's your family, your work, mm-hmm. the world we live in general, that is very noisy.
It is. It's
very
noisy.
Complicated.
And we are changing. I mean, our brains are designed to change anyway. You know, I talked before about if we found out Trump came from another planet, it would be accepted. You know the old science fiction thing, the government is hiding aliens from us because there would be worldwide panic. There's no panic. People don't panic. People, the human being, the Homo sapiens species, the reason that we have become as powerful on this planet as a species as we have and adapt is because we have this incredible ability to deal with new realities and then accept them. The shock lasts for a moment and then we accept them.
Yeah. What could be stranger? There's always something stranger around every corner.
Right.
There's something stranger.
And we're going through a massive change right now in how we relate to technology. We're becoming bionic. We have artificial intelligence, robotics. We have voices in our head. We're in
changing
touch with...
Changing fast, man. Things are changing fast.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Also in Talkers this week, beside the list of the stories and the people, it's always there in Michael's interview, is the update on Alex Jones, who is the conspiratorialist talk radio person who is in a big can of worms with the people.
Yeah, court has ruled that he is no longer, that he is not exempt from legal action for his ongoing conspiracy theory that what happened in Connecticut at that school shooting, Sandy Point, was actors, that it was fake. A lot of people were hurt by that, and they can come after him legally.
Right. Around and around it goes. Okay, in a moment, a tribute to one of our favorites who passed this past week. Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen here on the overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. The countdown for the week of February 11th to the 15th. Here's a way for those of you who have a bad back to make it better. This is not, I don't know that I'd say this was a permanent solution. It's worked for me, and I've had a lower back problem for most of my adult life. I was on the farm as a kid lifting things that were way too heavy for me, and I lifted the wrong way. Thus, my, what they call the L3, L4, L5 lower part of the back, a mess. The muscles around it contract all the time, giving me horrible, what really basically is a back cramp. Spasms, that sort of thing, and the back aches I get. So if you have that sort of thing or anything wrong with your back, this lower relief formula from Purity Products really does the trick because it relaxes. It has the contents, the way that this works, as there's a combination of products that are in there that are clinically tested. It's all herbal. It'll fight the back discomfort, makes you more flexible. Yeah, your joints are not going to bother you. It's really a great way to focus on lower back pain. So you want relief? Call 800-291-4180. Call now for a free bottle of Purity's Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula. Free. You'll pay the shipping, $3 a bottle, I think. That's what it is. But it is the Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula. 800-291-4180. Call that number now. Only have to pay. You mentioned DJV makes it easier for you to get through all of the mud. Pay the shipping, and that's it. 800-291-4180 for guaranteed back relief. On the people list this week, according to Talkers Magazine, the focus on the two people either who would or are in charge in Venezuela, Nicolas Maduro and Juan Guaido. Number nine on the list of people being discussed, El Chapo, Joaquin Guzman. William Barr is number eight. Ms. Omar, Ilhan Omar, the congresswoman, and the whole business about whether she needed to apologize for what she said about the Jewish influence in politics. Let's see, number six, Democratic hopefuls Kamala Harris, Beto O'Rourke, Elizabeth Warren. Next on the list, Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez. Paul Manafort is in the list as well. Robert Mueller, Andrew McCabe. And coming up quick on the rear, all of a sudden, big conversation about Bill Weld challenging Donald Trump, who is number one on the people list, pretty much as usual here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Thanks for listening. I'm Doug Steffen. Calitrin contains absolutely no drugs, absolutely no stimulants. It is completely safe to take, even if you're taking other medications. It's guaranteed or your money back. So you want to lose the weight, get on the program, maintain your weight, stay on the program, take care of things, aches and pains, stay with Calitrin, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, Calitrin. You get it by going to toploss.com, 10% off when you use the DJV code, and if you buy more than three bottles, you get a fourth one free. Make sure you check that box, though, for DJV to get the special deal, or you can talk to a counselor at 833-TOP-LOSS. People hear me talking about Calitrin on the air, and they want to know what the real deal is, what the story is. So I tell them to call that number and talk to an expert. Get on the program, sign up, get the all of the benefits by going to toploss.com. Use the discount code DJV. Would you like to leave a lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable asset. I have the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. Yep, 5 minutes. After only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now I wouldn't use anything else. Power Swabs, super fast, easy, and approved by hygienists everywhere. Get Power Swabs at 800-208-1797. Use the DJV code that sells you 50% off the retail price. Not available in stores. Just call 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs. Get the deal. 800-208-1797. Talk Radio Countdown Show, Doug Steffen here, reviewing the top 10 stories of the week as the declarative from Talkers Magazine, the folks that do all the work, go through the talk radio shows, the programs, the hosts, stations, come up with this list this week. Grammy Awards at number 10, number 9, El Chapo, and the verdict against him. Number 8, the confirmation of William Barr as the new Attorney General. Let's see. Number 7 is the apology from Ilhan Omar, the congresswoman. Number 6, the tension between Iran and Israel, basically situation in the Middle East. Number 5, the anniversary of the Parkland shooting. Number 4, the Andrew McCabe interview airing on Sunday on CBS in 60 Minutes. Number 3, presidential hopefuls, including Bill Weld, who has announced officially he's running against Trump in the primary, and the border wall deal is number 1 this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. One of the things highlighted this week in Talkers Magazine is the story of one of the most, I'm going to use the word venerable, Michael, talk radio personalities, a businessman. He didn't actually get into your story, I think, pointed out. He didn't get into talk radio. He was in his 40s.
Yeah. Yeah, he had a lot of life experience.
Yeah, he sure did. We're talking about Bruce Williams, who at the age of 88 passed away this past week. They're probably, when I think about the folks who've been around in my tenure, there have been very few people who've got more attention. He was a very, not a simple guy, but he had simple answers to questions. And he came around in a period when advice radio was really big, Michael. Right?
Correct.
He was he and a couple of other people just really, and that stuff doesn't exist today, really.
No, not like that. I mean, there still are advisors. You have Clark Howard, there are consumer advocates and people like that. But Bruce Williams was just your friendly neighbor that knew a lot about everything.
and would talk to you in plain language about a variety of things. Those were the days when talk radio was less political and personality-oriented. Curmudgeons were on the air, people that marched to the beat of their own drum.
I used to call him Uncle Bruce. All right, here's the original introduction for his TalkNet nighttime radio program.
We do indeed. Hello there, my friends. How are you? I'm Bruce Williams. Welcome to my world. We talk about you and your life, your hopes, your ambitions, your dreams. Yeah, we share concerns with our neighbors, and frequently, more often than I'd like, very frankly, I don't know the answer to your questions, but I'm very, very fortunate in having a whole bunch of quality experts all around the country that are willing to jump right in, give us a shout, and give us the answers. That's what TalkNet is all about.
So all of this is why he's sitting in his living room on his couch with his dog in his lap playing solitaire. That blew my mind. Yeah,
well, do you think a thing like that would work today? You know, hey, your friend, Michael Harrison here. Welcome to my world. Yeah. You know, it's a different time. You can even hear the music. The whole thing was very different.
I remember when he answered a listener's question, guy had called him and he said, I got a $25 million offer from somebody in Nigeria. What should I do? Oh, my God. Yeah.
He also used to do things that today would be considered very politically incorrect and sexist. He always called women sweetheart toots. I think he used to call women toots. Could you imagine taking a call on your show and say, hey, toots?
He probably would have had a problem in today's era because of that.
But he was a good guy. He was very talented and a major force for his time.
Absolutely. Yep. So we marked the sad passing. Getting closer and closer to us, Michael. Bruce Williams at the age of 88 passing away. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show at 10 before the hour.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. We are living in a prophetic time when the insolent will rule and the morally corrupt will make the laws of the land. The young, who have not been taught right from wrong and whose minds have been poisoned, will lead those who are being deceived. People will sink into despair and the eyes of their understanding will remain blind to the only way of escape. Only through a saving relationship with Jesus Christ will they find the peace they are seeking. It's vital you attend a church that will help you learn how to apply God's Word in your everyday life while living in this world. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth a ride.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts, with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard to find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Back to our countdown in the presence of Stephen J.J. Wiseman, the presence of greatness here. Professor Wiseman from Bentley University, also one of the country's leading experts on scams, identity theft. Don't forget, he's got this website, scamicide.com. Very practical, very, very good advice there. His book is called Identity Theft Alert. So, Attorney Steve Wiseman here on the program to talk about some of the issues on the countdown that have legal ramifications. Before I do that, though, I want to talk about seeing you on television this week. You were talking about a particular scam, and you can review that for us now if you want to. I said to you that the content we didn't discuss before, I just said you look very dapper in your three-piece suit.
I'm in formal wear as we speak right now.
Oh, yes. Right.
You buying that?
Yeah, I'm not buying that. No, neither would you buy it if I said I was as well.
Exactly. There is a wonderful aspect of radio.
Yep.
But the scam that I was discussing on NBC had to do with Zelle. And these are, you know, we all want convenience and the Internet and electronics to help us do things, but we sometimes don't think about the security involved. And here this dealt with Zelle, which is a way of very quickly and easily using your phone to send money to friends and family. But it's a token. You got it.
No.
So, I mean, it's so easily abused. And in this case, it wasn't even that someone was posing as friend or family. It was someone took over the account. And quite frankly, I was appalled because...
The bank blamed it on her. That was what got me more than anything else. Good God.
Me too. They even asked, are you surprised? And I said, no, surprised is the word shocked. And frankly, the bank had violated a number of federal banking laws in trying to put the blame on her. And ultimately, the bank did give
right,
in.
After and, you in the television interview, I got public. What are they going to do? What else are they going to do?
It
shows
exactly
you what a bunch of scumbags
I know you use the bully pulpit too sometimes.
Oh, my God. Yeah. It's the banking business, at least the national banking business, is so full of scums. It really is. And these people get away with it. If they hadn't been challenged, they would have gotten away with it because they have the power. They have the money. They got your money.
Well, it's the golden rule. They have the gold, so they make the rules. And, you know, unfortunately, there is so much in the way of technology that is used in the national and international banking systems. And a lot of the banks are not up to the task, and yet they want to roll out these programs before they have proper security in place. And that's a real problem.
All right. So just basically an overview of things. There are plenty of scams around. Be careful. And use Steve's website, scamicide.com, to check things out. All right. From the story list here, McCabe in his CBS interview, there's a guy who basically is guilty, Andrew McCabe, of treason, I think. What do you think?
I don't think it's treason. You know, I think there is a legitimate question, and there was some real concerns. What is the level of the Russian investigation? What is President Trump's involvement with Russia? And when the president was coming down on Comey, there were concerns whether the 25th Amendment, the president was incapable of operating in the office, whether it should be used. You know, was that a bit extreme? I think it was a bit extreme. But I do think there were legitimate concerns that warranted looking into what kind of Russian influence was there going on in the government. You know, that being said, McCabe, it was a discussion. It never went further than that. So one could argue that the system did work.
All right. El Chapo's been convicted. He's going to the prison of all prisons. The $14 billion that he's got stashed somewhere, the suggestion's been made we use that money for the wall. I don't see what's wrong with that. Why don't we grab the money and use it for the wall? What else are we going to do with that money?
You know, I think you probably could find even better things to do with that. However, drug money, drug assets purchased with it can be forfeited. And certainly with El Chapo, this would be a good way for the United States and Mexico to cooperate on some matters that could be mutually beneficial for both.
You surprised William Barr as the new attorney general or not?
No. He's qualified. It was a 55-45 vote. He'll do the job well.
be fine. Stephen, J.J. Wiseman does the job very well as well here on the weekly Talk Radio Countdown show. I'm Doug Steffen.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Rick.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
At lensofliberty.org.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostro. Florida Senator Marco Rubio visited a border staging point for USAID to Venezuela and warned soldiers loyal to socialist President Nicolas Maduro they would commit a crime against humanity if they blocked the entry of the packages that are being channeled through Maduro's rivals. The GOP lawmaker visited Cucuta, a town on the Colombian side of the border, and praised the people of Venezuela for inspiring the U.S. and other nations around the world.
Over 50 countries stand with the people of Venezuela, and we will not abandon you. So long as you are on the side of freedom and liberty, the world and America will stand with you, each and every step of the way.
U.S. has used military and civilian aircraft to fly in food and personal care aid, an effort that's meant to underline Maduro and dramatize his government's inability to overcome the shortages of food and medicine. The aid is supposed to be distributed in Venezuela February 23rd by supporters of Congressional Leader Juan Guaido, who is recognized by the U.S. and dozens of other countries as Venezuela's legitimate president. Presidential advisor Stephen Miller says President Trump is absolutely going to protect his national emergency declaration. On Fox News Sunday, Miller said the declaration is justified.
We have families and communities that are left unprotected and undefended. We have international narco-terrorist organizations. This is a threat in our country, not overseas, not in Belarus, not in Zimbabwe, not in Afghanistan or Syria or Iraq, but right here.
Miller said Mr. Trump's prepared to invoke his first veto of his term if need be. The Supreme Court Tuesday is taking up a case involving an Alabama man who developed a way to process undeliverable mail. Mitch Hungerpiller thought he had a first-class solution to the problem, but he spent more than a decade fighting with U.S. Postal Service over the solution that his company patented. Postal Service developed its own similar system for processing the mail. Hungerpiller says he's looking for a fair shake. This is townhall.com.
Relief Factor is made from high-quality fish oil and essential nutrients. Gives your body the help it needs to aid fighting recurring aches and pains. When life's aches and pains get you down, you need relief. Physicians made Relief Factor as an essential way to support the body's fight against aches and pains. It's a remarkable product. It has worked. I only endorse it because it helped my wife with her knee pain. I didn't even know she was taking it. Then when it was mentioned, she said, oh yeah, this stuff is like magic. Look, there are people who've told me they've postponed or delayed or simply negated surgery because of Relief Factor. That's how powerful it is. Go to www.relieffactor.com, that's relieffactor.com, or call 800-500-8384, that's 800-500-8384. This remarkable product is called Relief Factor, relieffactor.com.
A new sci-fantasy is the biggest draw at the box office, one of the slowest President's Day weekends for theaters in 20 years. Ben Thomas pulls back the curtain.
I do not stand by in the presence of evil.
Alita: Battle Angel debuted with an estimated $27.8 million, according to studio estimates Sunday. Good enough for number one, but less than stellar given its reported $170 million budget.
I wake up.
The Lego Movie 2, the second part, drops to second with $21
million. Hello, Cyborg!
All those movies are lies, such a terrible pop song.
And the well-reviewed Isn't It Romantic is third. Starring Rebel Wilson as a young woman who hates romantic comedies, then, bonk on head, finds herself living one.
It looks like somebody's put a beauty filter across New York City.
It opened with more than $14 million. I'm Ben Thomas.
More breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Amazon's decision to cancel plans for a headquarters in New York City has brought to the fore, a growing rift among liberals' factions within the Democratic Party.
Tweeting from Capitol Hill, New York freshman Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez cheered the Amazon pullout as a victory over corporate greed. But New York Governor Andrew Cuomo criticized what he called extreme socialists in his own party for causing what he called tremendous damage and lost economic opportunity. Despite the generous tax breaks that many liberals opposed, Amazon claims its presence would have generated incremental tax revenues of more than $10 billion over the next 20 years. Bob Agnew reporting.
Sunday birthdays, actor Hal Holbrook turns 94, country singer-songwriter Johnny Bush 84, Football Hall of Famer Jim Brown turned 83. Actress Renee Russo celebrated her 65th birthday. Actor Richard Karn, 63. More news and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Tuesday of the month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. Hi, I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we'll learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Tuesday of the month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is the place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
Shasta Regional Medical Center is located in the heart of downtown Reading and was the recipient of the 2017 HealthGrades Patient Safety and Excellence Award. Our hospital is committed to always providing exceptional care and performance as a certified chest pain center, certified primary stroke center, and most recently earning the Joint Commission's Gold Seal of Approval for hip and knee replacement. When it comes to quality, compassion, and community, Shasta Regional Medical Center is the community choice.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time has arrived. Let's do that again, Doug. Take two. Time has arrived for us to review the top stories of the week in News Talk Radio, the charts from Talkers Magazine for the week of February the 11th to the 15th, which I like how professorial I sound. The way you pronounce it is February, not February. It really was, as a teacher, one of my pet peeves when people couldn't say February or library. So this becomes the classroom of the year, folks, and also an overview of some of the things that are going on in our world. Top 10 stories and people, let's go through them with our list of guests and hosts, people who are in the know and on the go. Victoria Jones is here from the D.C. Radio Company, Rich McFadden also in the district at Radio America, and Rick Jensen is at WDEL in Wilmington. A good panel putting together their ideas. The Grammy Awards are at number 10, kind of a ho-hum presentation. I say that acknowledging that I didn't watch it. So why do I have even an opinion on it? Because I feel, I don't know whether we all... We're all getting a little longer on the tooth. Was there anything in the Grammys that appealed to anybody here? Okay, yes. Richie, what appealed to you?
I thought Alicia Keys was wonderful.
Yeah, as the host.
As the host. I thought she's an amazing talent. She's very sweet. She's very likable. And I thought the Dolly Parton thing was fantastic.
Okay.
That new song that she's got out was great. And what else did I see that I liked? Red Hot Chili Peppers.
It was a three-hour show, so what else in the 3 hours?
Well, I mean, I was just kind of in and out. The TV was on, so I didn't sit and watch it. But and then, you know, okay, Diana Ross I connect with, but she's kind of a blowhard.
Ain't no mountain high. So, I guess maybe my question, yeah, she does. My question to all of you, Victoria, Rick, Richie, is the music business being too overshadowed by the R. Kellys of the world, the people who are in the music business and who are doing such horrible things that it tends to distract from? He's kind of like the El Chapo of music. And a man
bad behavior in rock, rap, and hip hop. Bad behaviors, you know, that's always been part of this. What I find a little interesting, though, is
part of what, Rick? Part of the music business or part of?
Sure, there's a part of the music business. You've always had characters like that, people behaving badly. It was celebrated once with the Rolling Stones. Now you go back and say, yeah, that's not so right.
Really?
It depends what you're doing. I mean, if you're, you know, it
having
depends
sex
on
with
it,
a 14-year-old girl who's peeing on you, that's a lovely way to be thought of in terms of.
Well, sex with underage girls is not exactly unknown in the.
I don't know. It just seems
it's
like
not
it's
unknown in the rock music business. I mean, I work for a rock band, and I mean, I can say with some confidence that went on the boardroom table with one of my colleagues.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, where do I go after that?
Here's the reality.
I topped everything with that.
Yes, you did. That was the end of the conversation. Yeah,
okay.
Go ahead. Yeah, now let's keep moving. Number nine, situation with, speaking of El Chapo, the verdict and whether or not he's going to face life in prison and never get out. How many jails has he gotten out of? He was incarcerated, I think, at least half a dozen jails he was incarcerated in Mexico, got out of all of them. And how
this
far does his money go to, you know, lighten the load and get him out? I don't know. It just seems to me, unless you put this guy down like a dog, he's going to still have influence one way or another. All right. So
I want to know what happens to his money.
Key thing here, if you put this guy down like a dog, and I think that's one of the questions about what might happen to him in prison. I mean, this is a tough prison to get out of, and I just wonder whether he might get axed.
In terms of the what the money is going to be used for, there have been people who have not facetiously suggested it be used to pay for the wall.
Absolutely. Get Mexico to pay for the wall. Use that dirty drug money to pay for the wall. There is not a doubt in my mind. Use that $14 billion that we,
paid for
the citizens of the United States, those of you who do drugs, gave him $14 billion. Now you are going to pay for the wall.
Mm-hmm. Anybody got a problem with that?
I don't have a problem with it if it's legal.
What are they going to do with the $14 billion?
Be legal?
Well, that's what I'm saying. If it's legal to do, I don't know what the procedure is.
Well, Richie's got the right question. So let's say somebody decides to challenge it because it's not legal. Who's going to challenge it? Where is the money? Who's in control of the money? And why is it, I suppose the question is, why is it still, what is it doing? Just
Your Honor, may I have a sidebar?
Jeepers, crow. Yes.
I was talking to somebody yesterday, and we were talking about the attorney generals of all of the states that went after the tobacco companies.
No.
Do you know why the attorney generals were so adamant about going after the tobacco companies?
Because they could use
They get the money.
Yeah.
They didn't care about people quitting smoking. They wanted the money, and they got to keep the money. What did they do with that money? Oh, we're going to put it in the non-smoking program.
Nothing.
And it's the same thing with this $14 billion. Where does that go? The government's talking about fining Facebook like $1 trillion or something like that. What are they going to do with that money? Where does that money go?
Where does it go? Yeah.
That's always an interesting question, Rachel. It is a good question.
Right. None of us know the answer to it.
Follow the money.
It's a black hole.
Right.
It goes to the general funds, and they use it as they please, and the story goes away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, so let me, this is sort of nine part A, the reality of the national debt and how it affects us and where we're going. We're up to $22 trillion now. The debt continues to skyrocket after this latest deal, the 1,100-page bill that was signed for the border wall and the deal. Do we have Jennifer with us? Can we talk about this with Jennifer for a minute? Jennifer Horn is also here from the...
I don't think she's here anymore. Jennifer, are you still there? No.
I am still here.
Oh, she is. I'm sorry.
You guys were putting me in the corner. I was right, I wrote you an email. I was getting ready to jump ship.
No, I went and said, are you still here? Are you still here? And you didn't respond, so I thought you left.
Oh.
Sorry.
That's weird. Technical glitches. Anyway, yes, you were saying about the debt.
Yes, the debt and how it wraps itself around. Well, we were talking about El Chapo's money being used to pay for the wall. The border wall deal only
Ted
includes...
Ted Cruz's idea, which is spectacular, I think.
Right.
And it's
being
done by law enforcement already, so it's not illegal to do it. Law enforcement on a local level uses drug money to fund themselves. There's no reason you couldn't fund national security with drug money.
Mm-hmm. So who would be against this? Anybody? Let's just do it. What do we have to do to make
Why
sure...
Why does Trump need to take money from anywhere else? Why can't he just go get that money tomorrow?
Yeah.
Well, if you're looking about the civil asset forfeiture money, that's like hundreds of millions of dollars, not billions of dollars. And there's a problem with that, too, because there have actually been thousands of Americans who are completely innocent of any crime. But when the police say, hey, we suspect you're a drug dealer, they take the money.
I know somebody who lost their car.
But here, we're not. There's no question
about
that.
But there's $14 billion that we
know
of.
So there's no reason not to take it. All right. So, Jennifer, let's go back around to the deal itself. The number one issue, I'm jumping from number nine to number one because I want to get your expertise before you have to go on the border wall deal. You're not happy. Most people who have any consciousness at all, have any brains, any common sense, looks at 1,100 pages of crap, the same old story. They throw everything but the kitchen sink into a bill that they know has to pass. So now where do we go?
This is a big trash heap, and, you know, just for the record, whether you're a Democrat or Republican, you like Trump, you don't like Trump, the fact that Congress puts together 1,100 pages of documents and expects people to vote on that 8 hours later is not responsible governing, and that kind of behavior needs to stop. There's no way that these people in the Senate and the House read through every bit of 1,100 pages with no time
in
advance.
Nancy Pelosi always says, let's pass the bill, and we'll fix it later.
Those people need to be voted out, and they need to be voted out efficiently and immediately. So that's number one. Is part of this deal that Trump is signing. It's a larger funding resolution. It's got $1.4 billion, just under $1.4 billion for the wall, but there are strict limitations about where it can be built. It would be built all in the Rio Grande Valley. It would only allow for 55 miles, and it prevents them from actually building a wall structure. It would have to be a fence. The other trash pile in this is that if anybody walks into this country with a child, their own or otherwise, if they come into this child with a minor, they are immediately exempt from deportation. That's why this bill should have been thrown out. There should have been a continuing resolution to fund the government.
So who knew
that? So why do you kidnap a kid and run over the border with
Absolutely. You're incentivizing human trafficking. Oh, this is totally irresponsible.
Why is Trump, who was so in favor or didn't mind having the shutdown before, why this is worse than what was the reality before?
He's being pushed into this by Mitch McConnell, and you know what, quite honestly, by Jared Kushner, who wants to keep, who is a trusted advisor of the president and who is telling him that he has to do this. And what he is doing is really essentially tying his hands. So Trump is going to declare a national emergency. That's going to be challenged by Democrats in the court system. The problem here is that with this new legislation he just signed, he's not going to be able to build wall anywhere where a local municipality says he can't. Well, guess what? Yeah. California is never going to tell him that he can build a wall. In certain areas of Texas and New Mexico, they're going to prevent him from building a wall. This bill ties his hands and prevents him from having any chance at moving money around from the military to build the wall, which he actually constitutionally can. So other than
California already has a wall, though, why would they stop
it? And it works. In San Diego,
right,
it absolutely works.
Right. So why would they want to stop him if they know it works?
Politics, because this is not about what works anymore. It's about whose team you're on. Right. And that's what's really unfortunate, because we all lose when that happens.
All right. It's 18 half the hour. This is the Talk Radio Review.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's the holiday season, guys. Hi, it's Jen from the DJV Show. Are you losing sleep over finding the perfect gift for those special people in your life? Well, we have the answer for you. MyPillow is the ultimate stocking stuffer and the perfect gift. How often do you hear your friends and family complain about how hard it is to get a good night's sleep? Change the way they sleep forever with MyPillow. MyPillows are made right here in the USA with 100% machine washable and dryable cotton. And they come with a 10-year warranty, so you have nothing to lose. For a limited time, get four MyPillows. That's right, four MyPillows for half the price. You get two premium MyPillows and two go-anywhere pillows, plus free shipping. But wait, there's more just for our DJV Show listeners. They're extending their money-back guarantee until March 1st, 2019. Go to MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV to get this offer. That's promo code DJV right now at MyPillow.com, promo code DJV.
Herpes and L works when you have a cold sore and works when you don't.
If you haven't tried this for cold sores, you're missing out.
Herpes and L penetrates deep to treat cold sores.
It really works. I apply it as soon as I have one.
Herpes and L also protects against certain triggers caused by the sun and cold with added SPF 30 protection.
I use it in the winter and in the summer to help protect against flare-ups from sun damage.
Herpes and L works when you have a cold sore, works when you don't. Use as directed.
Your brain is an amazing thing, but as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. In clinical trials, Prevagen has been shown to improve short-term memory. Prevagen, the name to remember, now available in stores everywhere. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The program that you're listening to, Talk Radio Review, brought to you in part by the folks at MyPillow. MyPillow rolling into your bedroom, onto your bed. Rick Jensen's daughter stole his, so
Never came back.
Go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV, and buy anything in the catalog, anything on their website at MyPillow.com for 50% off. Fabulous buys. Your kids will steal your pillows, too. MyPillow.com, promo code DJV for everything at half price.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
What shall we do about them? Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call them at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Oh,
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time now for us to continue with our overview of the charts from Talkers Magazine, the work done by the staff and management at Talkers. You can find the list at talkers.com, where you can also find Talkers Radio, Talkers Telecast, MH, Michael Harrison Interview, a podcast there. It's all for your absorption, consumption at talkers.com. Okay, back to the story list. We sort of bounced from 9 to 1, the border wall. I wanted to get Jennifer's input on that. I think William Barr being confirmed, which is number 8, is a kind of a ho-hum. What's the Washington take on this, Victoria?
I think the concern from the Democrats is that William Barr has a very expansive view of presidential power. So they are concerned about that, particularly obviously now the President Trump is declaring a national emergency with regard to building the wall. That's one thing. And also, of course, with regard to the Mueller investigation, the Democrats and some Republicans and overwhelmingly the public, according to many polls, want the Mueller report made public. And Barr would not commit during his confirmation hearing to making that report public. And some Democrats are also concerned about whether Barr might try to curb the Mueller investigation.
He and Mueller are dinner buddies. The wives are all great friends. So what do you think is going to happen in that circumstance?
You know, we should discuss
social pals. Yeah, go ahead,
Mr. Richie. Stefan is the new McCabe book. And them discussing invoking the
25th? 25th.
Yeah.
That's a whole separate thing. That is absolutely fascinating.
Fascinating and also treasonous.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Does anybody else here think that the FBI has become this entity and its own that wants to run the government and if they don't agree with the president, they want to try and find a way to throw him out?
Uh-huh. No,
I'm so glad you said that, though, because if the press were reporting on this in another country, they would be using the word coup,
right.
Attempted coup.
Right.
Yeah.
Having a conversation is a coup?
A conversation?
When you're looking at pushing the president out and trying to find ways to do that,
because the president came in and fired your guy that he didn't think was doing the right job and thought the agency itself was getting out of control, so he wanted to bring it under control. Yeah, it's a coup.
Well, if they felt that the president was unstable, then you could make the argument. I'm not making the argument. You could make the argument that they believed that he was out of control and unstable, and that they felt that as an independent law enforcement agency, it behooved them to have that conversation. It didn't go anywhere, but that they felt it behooved them to have that conversation.
I love the fact that you used the word behooved twice.
I think treason is extreme. I think it's extreme.
Well, this whole thing is extreme, and the personality that is involved here. We all know that Trump has something wrong. Two and two doesn't add up to four with him and his personality. Maybe he's bipolar, whatever he is. But does that bring us to the point? There have been a lot of people in government who have been crazy. A lot of people who have been very successful in government who have been out of their minds. And in a maybe not a literal sense, but certainly Trump isn't like everybody else, and therefore he's condemned. I'm not sticking up for him one way or another. But I will tell you that the world is full of people who are different, and we want to get people out of office because they're different. The people say he's dangerous because he's different. He's not any more dangerous than Polk was when he was Polk, P-O-L-K, when he was the president. It's just people don't know history. They don't understand what's going on. Thus, we make kind of silly statements in some circumstances. 28 past the hour.
Do you think you can lose fat cells without dieting? Science says the answer is yes. It's not about a fast process, but when you give your body back what it needs, you can lose weight without having to diet. Calitrin is specially formulated to do exactly that and proven for healthy and safe weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin. So far, I've lost 35¾ inches, and I've lost 45 pounds.
My name is Judy. I live in Newburgh, Indiana. I have lost 21 pounds on Calitrin. I really like it.
I had exercised and nothing made a difference, so I got the Calitrin and I tried it and was amazed at how well Calitrin really works. And it also took my hot flashes away, so it's been wonderful. I am happy.
Give your body back what it needs with Calitrin. Check it out online at toploss.com or call 833-TOPLOSS for Calitrin's big sale. Again, that's 833-TOPLOSS or toploss.com.
Hey, this is Victoria with the DJV Show. Want to leave a great lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable feature. I've got the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, the world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, it's only 5 minutes. After using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now there's no going back. I don't think twice about cracking a smile. Power Swabs are super fast and easy to use and hygienist approved. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? It's a no-brainer. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores. Call now for your Power Swabs. 800-208-1797. Again, that's 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call them at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearms specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with 2 full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo. 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Back to the Talk Radio Review for the second week of February. I'm Doug Steffen here with Victoria Jones from the D.C. Radio Company, Rick Jensen, WDEL, Wilmington, Delaware, and Rich McFadden, who's at Radio America in Washington. So, take a big deep breath, looking and seeing and hearing, understanding what's going on here. The Green Deal, I don't know, should we, I should ask all of you, which one of these 10 do you think is the most important? Victoria, pick one of the items from 1 to 10. Which one is the most important to you?
Of the 10, the most important
of the 10.
To me?
Yeah, the border wall deal, the investigation, the Green New Deal, the McCabe interview on 60 Minutes, the Parkland shooting anniversary and discussion of gun control, tension in the Middle East, the congresswoman from wherever she's from, Omar, who kind of half-heartedly apologized for the stupid thing that she said about the...
It's all about the Benjamins.
Yeah,
the Israel deal, it's all about the Benjamins.
You know, the tension in the Middle East is important, and what's going on at this conference that Vice President Mike Pence is at that is about Iran, that's also important, because any time you have tension in the Middle East, any time you have that going on, and you've got now Vice President Pence on Thursday having a go at European countries, telling them they need to withdraw from the nuclear deal with Iran. You've got a split with Britain, Germany, and France, who, you know, they all negotiated and signed the deal, which President Trump has withdrawn from. And anytime you've got this kind of thing going on, and of course Iran was not invited to this conference in Warsaw, this is important stuff, because you're dealing with geopolitics, and this arguably is more important than you know what the congresswoman said, although that's, you know, juicy. This is important stuff, and tensions in the Middle East, this is important stuff, and it's the kind of stuff that we do talk about, but we don't always talk about as much. But it's really important stuff, because
as much as. What's the rest of the sentence there? We don't talk about it as much as filming
as
the blank.
As much as when a member of Congress says something they shouldn't say, or as R. Kelly, or as the next small scandal that grabs our attention, as much as the next bright, shiny object,
right,
because we have an inability to focus. Uh-huh. This is important stuff.
Hey, have you seen the pictures from Miley Cyrus's wedding?
Well, that's important stuff.
Yes, fabulous important, yeah. All right, so you make a good point there, that's for sure, Victoria. The Omar thing is something that's, I don't know what dismissible is the right word for it, but I thought, interestingly enough, the Iranians were silly enough, the Ayatollah earlier in the week, to put out a hit on Trump, declaring death to Trump. that was maybe a surprise, but I don't know that anybody took it very seriously, but it still is. It's part of the war of words, and that's really where we are. We're having, in our own country, we have a war. You know, we talk about our enemies outside, and I don't even know if I want to use the word enemy, but certainly belligerents is what we would, I think, of. The reference to Republicans and Democrats as belligerents, I think, is appropriate. I think there are a lot of people who feel that we are like the Civil War. We're at war. The ideology, the positions that people take are very, there's a broadness.
I'm going to send you a video that I just happened upon yesterday. It's a PragerU University video. There's really
Prager
interesting.
As in
Dennis Prager. Very popular YouTube channel called Prager University.
Yeah, he's on KRLA and the Salem Network as well.
Yeah, and it takes deep dives into a wide variety of topics.
Yeah.
But one that it talked about yesterday and I thought was really interesting is the premise of the video was you can't deal with the left. And he was talking about the far left, the socialist left, the Ocasio-Cortezes and the Bernie Sanderses and the Elizabeth Warrens of the world. Because conservatives and liberals can agree on a common goal. They have a shared goal. Yes, we all want security at the border. Yes, we all want clean air and clean water. But the further and more fringe, and you can say this on the right too, that you get, there you don't have a shared goal, a common goal. Mm-hmm. And I think you're seeing a lot of this with the disparity of conversation that we have on the left and the right today, is that these fringes don't share a common goal.
And
impossible to negotiate. You cannot negotiate with somebody you don't share a common goal with. And that's where our problem is right now.
What does that mean, common goal? What does that mean?
The common goal, the environment, perfect example, right? We all want clean water. We all want clean air. We just disagree on how to get there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
right.
Common goal. We all want border security.
So we have to talk about that.
Does talking do any good? That's the point.
Yes, it does.
People are shut out, the people who are reasonable, and I think all of us here, we all agree that we each are pretty reasonable. And yet our points of view, the Ocasio-Cortezes of the world would shut us out, shut us down,
right,
because we don't follow in lockstep. Elizabeth Warren's the same way.
Victoria, I could have a conversation with you about this. I could not have a conversation with them about this.
No.
They would not want to hear my perspective at all.
Yeah, shut you right out.
We have to talk. Yes, we do.
Exactly.
Well, will these sorts of realities, Richie and Rick and Victoria, bring about the more credible candidacies of people like this guy who's the mayor of South Bend, Indiana? What's his name? Pete Buttigieg? Is that how you pronounce his name?
Buttigieg.
Buttigieg. What is it?
Yeah.
Buttigieg.
Buttigieg. All right. He's running for president. He's gay. He's the mayor of South Bend, Indiana. But I find him to be pretty interesting. Maybe because I'm Midwestern in temperament to a point. I also find Beto O'Rourke kind of an interesting guy because he's beginning to get politically guffy, but he's got an interesting way about him. And I think that there are people who are on both sides who are there, and we all say, that's where Obama came from. People were sick of listening to these old fossils like Mitch McConnell and the same temperament and opportunism that comes with
that's
where they
Trump
are in
came
their job.
From.
Yeah.
Trump was
I'll tell
here.
You another interesting one who we'll hear more about by the end of the weekend, who, again, is a small name, Governor Steve Bullock of Montana.
Why will we hear more about him after the weekend?
Because he's traveling to Iowa this weekend.
Really?
As he explores a run for the Democratic presidential nomination. And this is a moderate governor of Montana, very popular. He's been laying quietly the groundwork for a presidential campaign. He's got a big Sky Values pack. And he's an interesting guy, and he's been impressing people in New Hampshire and Iowa for a year now.
People say the same sort of thing, Victoria, about Klobuch, or how do you pronounce her name? I think it's Klobuch, the senator from Minnesota.
Amy Klobuchar.
Yeah, Klobuchar, that's it, yeah, who have interesting things to say about her and her moderate points of view on things. There's a shakeout time, but it is interesting to bring these ideas and see how influenced the parties are by what these people, the newcomers, are having to say. This is the Talk Radio Review. Doug Steffen here with Victoria Jones, Rick Jensen, Rich McFadden. Is your lower back a problem? Is it going out more? You know what I mean when I say going out. It's not in, it's out. Your back may slow you down, making the easiest things you do, almost impossible to do because your back is bothering you so much. So, for those of you who have back problems, most of them are muscle. The muscle that surrounds the discs and your vertebrae and stuff gets pulled and pushed, and then you have the sore back is basically the muscles. You need to relax them. I'm a veteran of this. I speak with authority. My back's been a problem most of my adult life. So this Purity Products Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula will get your back on track, and you can try it now without having to pay a penny other than what it costs to ship it to you. These folks feel once you try it, it will be the best herbal formula you can possibly have that will bring you back to having a comfortable back reality. Flexibility, back. Joint support, back. Your lower back pain, gone. All right, here's how you get Purity's Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula free. You call 800-291-4180. That's 800-291-4180. What are you waiting for? At no cost to you, you get a free bottle, a couple of bucks for shipping, that's it. So you want a free bottle, use the DJV code and call 800-291-4180. One more time for Ultimate Lower Back Relief. Get this product and use it and enjoy it. 800-291-4180. Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here reviewing the top 10 stories of the week as the declarative from Talkers Magazine, the folks that do all the work, go through the talk radio shows, the programs, the hosts, stations, come up with this list this week. Grammy Awards at number 10. Number 9, El Chapo. And the verdict against him. Number 8, the confirmation of William Barr as the new Attorney General. Let's see, number 7 is the apology from Ilhan Omar, the Congresswoman. Number 6, the tension between Iran and Israel, basically situation in the Middle East. Number 5, the anniversary of the Parkland shooting. Number 4, the Andrew McCabe interview airing on Sunday on CBS in 60 Minutes. Number 3, presidential hopefuls, including Bill Weld, who has announced officially he's running against Trump in the primary, and the border wall deal is number 1 this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Joel Streed. As cancers grow and die, they shed DNA into the bloodstream. A blood test called a liquid biopsy can help doctors determine if a cancerous tumor is gone following treatment.
Instead of doing PET scan or CT scans, you could use blood tests to monitor the disappearance and the reappearance of the cancer. We've already have clinical tests available in which we can do this, in, for example, in melanoma or in colon cancer.
Dr. Keith Stewart, director of the Mayo Clinic Center for Individualized Medicine, says in the future a liquid biopsy will also be used to detect the earliest signs of disease.
If we know your increased risk for ovarian cancer, we believe that one day we'll be able to draw a blood test and monitor you on an annual or biannual basis for the earliest signs of ovarian cancer or whatever cancer we're worried about.
And if detected, intervene early when it's still curable. For Mayo Clinic Radio, I'm Joel Streed.
Do you think you can lose fat cells without dieting? Science says the answer is yes. It's not about a fast process, but when you give your body back what it needs, you can lose weight without having to diet. Calitrin is specially formulated to do exactly that and proven for healthy and safe weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin. So far I've lost 35 and 3/4 inches, and I've lost 45 pounds.
My name is Judy. I live in Newburgh, Indiana. I have lost 21 pounds on Calitran. I really like it.
I had exercised and nothing made a difference, so I got the Calitran and I tried it and was amazed at how well Calitran really works. And it also took my hot flashes away, so it's been wonderful. I am happy.
Give your body back what it needs with Calitran. Check it out online at TopLoss.com or call 833-TOP-LOSS for Calitran's big sale. Again, that's 833-TOP-LOSS or TopLoss.com.
Your brain is an amazing thing, but as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. In clinical trials, Prevagen has been shown to improve short-term memory. Prevagen, the name to remember, now available in stores everywhere. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Talk Radio Countdown Show. Let's go through the stories this week, the week of February the 4th to the 8th. Top 10 stories, according to the research by the folks at Talkers Magazine, brings us around to number 10, which is pretty much always a focus on what's on sports talk radio. The Super Bowl, certainly people talking about that. The trades on the basketball court or in the offices of the basketball teams. And the beginning of the baseball season. U.S.-China relations, number 9. The unrest in Venezuela continues. That's number 8. Jeff Bezos and his foolishness, number 7. The trouble with the Democrats in Virginia, number 6. Number 5, the hopefuls that will be president. Number 4, the Green New Deal. The third item is the border wall. The second item is the investigation. There are all these damn investigations. They continue. And number 1 was the president's State of the Union address. That's it, the top 5 plus 5, or the top 10 stories from Talkers Magazine this week.
Memory. Prevagen, the name to remember, now available in stores everywhere. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Talk Radio Countdown Show. Let's go through the stories this week, the week of February the 4th to the 8th. Top 10 stories, according to the research by the folks at Talkers Magazine, brings us around to number 10, which is pretty much always a focus on what's on sports talk radio. The Super Bowl, certainly people talking about that. The trades on the basketball court or in the offices of the basketball teams. And the beginning of the baseball season. U.S.-China relations, number 9. The unrest in Venezuela continues. That's number 8. Jeff Bezos and his foolishness, number 7. The trouble with the Democrats in Virginia, number 6. Number 5, the hopefuls that will be president. Number 4, the Green New Deal. The third item is the border wall. The second item is the investigation. There are all these damn investigations. From Talkers Magazine this week.
My dad is a proud doer, always building, repairing, or maintaining something. He relies on Craftsman tools, and I do the same. Today.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. We are living in a prophetic time when the insolent will rule and the morally corrupt will make the laws of the land. The young, who have not been taught right from wrong and whose minds have been poisoned, will lead those who are being deceived. People will sink into despair, and the eyes of their understanding will remain blind to the only way of escape. Only through a saving relationship with Jesus Christ will they find the peace they are seeking. It's vital you attend a church that will help you learn how to apply God's Word in your everyday life while living in this world. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
what is happening in the state of Jefferson. Every week, there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program, Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 AM with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's 53 past the hour. It's Tech Talk time, a review of the top five stories this past week, and maybe a little extra notice about the Amazon plan to not build, or the plan that has no longer been become a plan, I guess, Victoria. Mm-hmm. Building headquarters in New York City is out of the question. A lot of people, as you said earlier, are upset about that for various reasons. Maybe we'll have a minute for that. But we have the official list of the top five. So let's start at number five. Focus on Spotify for a moment and find out what's going on with them.
Well, Spotify and Tidal Music are staying on top of the social climate, and they are both allowing you to block music that you don't want to hear. Now, this kind of came as a result of all the R. Kelly stuff, all those accusations of sexual abuse and violence, and especially with minor women or women who are minors. A lot of people didn't want to have R. Kelly popping up on their stream. And if you pay for these services, which Spotify and Tidal, you have to pay a monthly fee for a subscription, then it makes sense that you should be allowed to mute certain artists that you don't want to support and don't want to hear. So Spotify started this, and now Tidal is also allowing you to block artists, or you can block specific songs too. So if you have a personalized playlist or a track radio, then you won't have to hear anything after you mute a specific artist or a song, which I think is a great setting.
All right. Number four, Gmail and Google. Google gets the message. Let's make it easier for people to use our product.
I know. This is something that's been one of the most annoying quirks about Gmail. When you right-click on something, the menu only gave you three options: archive, mark as unread, or delete. Now, people have been saying for the longest time, the users of Gmail, hey, when we right-click on an email, we need a lot more options. And so now there are options. And this update will be rolling out shortly. And as soon as it hits your account, you will now be presented with more options on the right-click menu. You can reply, forward, label, move, mute, and snooze emails, and those are all options that users have been begging Google for. So Google finally listened to their customers.
Google, please, please, please help us.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Number three, Apple in the focus, and this is probably a good step, is it not?
I think it is. Yeah, military veterans who are treated by the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs will soon be able to access their medical records on their iPhone Health Records app. Now, electronic health records are famously contentious in as a sector of the healthcare system. For many patients, it's fragmented paper trail filled with gaps and lots of challenges, especially going from one health network to another. And this affects over 9 million veterans who are served by the VA. It's the largest medical system in the country. It's also probably the worst run medical system in the country. And now, at least with Apple's help, that the veterans trying to go to a different doctor will at least now have all of their charts in one place on the Apple app. So this includes their past conditions, diagnoses, vaccinations, lab tests, medical procedures, and also mental health care notes, which is a great thing if you're switching therapists. So this is part of the latest thing that Apple's involved with. They have now got records from over 100 hospitals in 39 different healthcare systems all on their app. So I think this is great news for our veterans.
All right. So back to the Amazon story from New York, the political ramifications of this, mm-hmm. 25,000 jobs, that sort of thing, billions of dollars in revenue and incentives. So up in smoke. So what are we Mega, this truth.
Well, essentially, Amazon has pulled out of the deal to build a new HQ2 headquarters in Long Island City, which is just essentially 25 feet or yards across the East River from Manhattan. So, but the problem is this decision and announcement was met with so many protests because all of these incentives are going to Amazon and to build new housing for all these future employees. But the problem is New York City, it loves to gentrify and kick people to the curb who are already living there. And that is essentially what this is about. And so the people who are already living on Long Island City in Section 8 housing, they would have been kicked to the curb and essentially not had a place to go, really. So that's essentially what happened. A lot of politicians in New York are disappointed. Amazon refused to even negotiate this. They just pulled out of the deal, and that's it.
Well, it shows you the power of a company like that, that's for sure. Number one this week, the top tech story of the week, focused on the Federal Communications Commission, Victoria.
Robocalls. Everybody hates these robocalls. And, of course, we also, everyone who has a cell phone or a landline, everybody gets robocalls. The FCC is now saying that they're gonna start putting a lot of pressure on AT&T, Verizon, T-Mobile, and Sprint to come up with their own software to block robocalls on your cell phone because they're just not doing it on their own. So the agency feels they need to come in and strong-arm them.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of strong-arming going on everywhere. Seems to be a national epidemic. 59 past the hour here.
The Talk Radio Countdown. The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Winter is coming. At least that's what the calendar says, and the nights are getting cooler. So you don't want to put off having your monitor or Toyotomi heater and water heater serviced, and SST Oil are the people to call today at 241-1167. Stay warm and cozy when the temperature drops by having that system checked and fresh fuel delivered. SST Oil delivering to our firefighters, and they'll bring that same dedication to your home. SST Oil, Windham Lane and Reading, 241-1167.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstrom. U.S. envoy for Syria James Jeffrey says the U.S. is removing ground troops from the northeast of Syria.
The primary purpose that they were there for, which was to assist local forces, the Syrian Democratic Forces, in the defeat of ISIS, has largely been accomplished. And our general principle is, particularly with ground forces, not to keep them on when other people can be doing the job.
Jeffrey spoke at a news conference following a security conference in Munich. Illinois revoked the gun permit of a man who carried out a deadly shooting last week at a Chicago-area manufacturing plant, but it's unclear what was done to make sure he relinquished his gun. Officials say a letter was sent to the 45-year-old man in 2014 ordering him to hand over his weapons to police. The attack is raising questions about the state's enforcement of when gun laws and permits are revoked. State Department says Heather Nauert, nominated by President Trump to be the next U.S. ambassador to the United Nations, has withdrawn her name from consideration. Correspondent Ken Lorman reports.
Nauert, the State Department spokeswoman, said that, quoting here, "The past 2 months have been grueling for my family, and therefore it is in the best interest of my family that I withdraw my name from consideration." She was a Fox News Channel reporter when she joined the State Department as spokeswoman less than 2 years ago.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said he respected Nauert's decision and that she had performed her duties as a senior member of his team with unequaled excellence. The State Department said Mr. Trump would announce a nominee for the position soon. Denny Hamlin's the Daytona 500 winner for the second time in 4 years. Teammate Kyle Busch and Eric Jones created a sweep of the top three finishers for Joe Gibbs Racing. The Great American Race had 5 crashes and 2 red flags over the final 20 laps of regulation. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Here's the great selling point of Relief Factor.
Well, actually, the greatest selling point is that it works for the great majority of people who use it. But the big selling factor is really this. You can get all the pain relief benefits of Relief Factor without the negative side effects of ibuprofen. A couple of years ago, with great sciatic pain, I would take ibuprofen a lot. And it helped, but the side effects were so awful after a while that I just had to discontinue use. But that's not the problem with Relief Factor. So that's huge. So if you've been using any form of ibuprofen, now you don't have to with Relief Factor. Go to relieffactor.com, check out the pricing, and please give it a try because pain is pretty awful. Or call 800-500-8384. That's relieffactor.com.
The French government says it has provided $43 million in financial aid for workers who've been put on reduced work hours as businesses struggle with anti-government protests. Correspondent Jeremy House has more on the story.
The ministry says some 72,600 people and 5,000 companies have been put on reduced work hours for reduced pay since the LFS protest movement started on November 17th. Businesses, mostly in the city centers, saw revenue fall by 20 to 40% on average in recent weeks due to demonstrations taking place every Saturday. So far, insurance companies have paid $100 million to cover 1,670 cases of reported damage because of violence and looting on the margin of some of the protests. Yellow vest protesters say President Emmanuel Macron's economic policies favor the rich. Jeremy House reporting.
Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Lee Radziwill, the stylish socialite who made friends worldwide, even as she bonded and competed with her older sister, Jacqueline Kennedy Onassis, has died at 85. Anna Christina Radziwill tells the New York Times her mother died Friday of what she describes as natural causes. The latest story comes from correspondent Julie Walker.
Born Caroline Lee Bouvier in 1933 in New York, the husky-voiced socialite shared her sister Jackie O's dark, wide-set eyes and high cheekbones, as well as an affinity for fashion and jet-setting. She worked briefly as an actress, made forays into interior decorating and fashion event planning, and did fashion PR. Lee Radziwill was married three times and leaves behind a daughter, Anna Christina. She also had a son, Anthony, who died of cancer. Julie Walker, New York.
Check out more on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
My dad is a proud doer, always building, repairing, or maintaining something. He relies on Craftsman tools, and I do the same.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
.com.
Greg Bell, and this time we begin this jam-packed show in a 19th-century Kansas cow town. Then we have the story of a woman trying to save her husband from execution. In Suspense's Night of the Storm. Before Gunsmoke began its impressive 20-year run on television, it indeed was a radio show. Instead of James R. Ness, the role of Dodge City's U.S. Marshal was played by William Conrad. Many of the radio scripts would also later be used on the TV show. Listen now for John McIntyre joining the regular cast in Daddy-O from June 10, 1956.
Gunsmoke. Around
Dodge City and in the territory on West, there's just one way to handle the killers and the spoilers, and that's with a U.S. Marshal and the smell of gun smoke. William Conrad, the transcribed story of the violence that moved west with young America, and the story of a man who moved with it.
I'm that man, Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet. It's a chancy job, and it makes a man watchful and a little lonely. Chester.
Well, sir, I sure am glad to see you back.
Well, it's good to be back, Chester.
My, you've been gone over a month.
That's 6 weeks to be exact.
Gracious, you sure must have covered a lot of territory.
Well, I'll tell you all about it later. What's been going on here?
Oh, nothing much, I guess. You know how Dodge is. Things are just about the same.
They are, huh?
Mm-hmm.
What about that new sign over the Long Branch here?
New sign? Oh, my goodness, Mr. Dillon, I plumb forgot. That happened the week you left.
Sam Noonan and Kitty Russell, proprietors.
Ain't that the doggonest thing you ever heard of? They're partners now, Mr. Dillon. Miss Kitty bought a half interest in the place, and her and Sam's running it together.
Well, where'd Kitty get the money?
Well, you know, Miss Kitty, she never spends much, and she's been saving it for years and years.
I guess it mounts up. You save money that way.
Yeah, you ought to go in and say hello, Mr. Dillon. Miss Kitty's been waiting real proud for you to get back.
Well, I'd like to. If you'll put my horse up for me. Yeah?
Sure, I will.
Okay. I'll see you at the office later.
All right, sir.
Hello, Sam.
Well, Marshal Dillon, when'd you get back?
Just now. Saw your new sign outside, and I came in to see if the price of whiskey had gone up.
Well, Marshal, the price of whiskey went down at the Long Branch.
What?
Yeah. First thing Kitty talked me into.
Well, knowing you, that must have taken some talking.
Well, you know, she was right. We're making more money than ever. I sure got to hand it to her.
Ah, good. Where is she?
Well, she went to her room, Marshal. And, you know, I wish you'd go up and see her. She got me worried.
Oh, why?
Well, we were sitting here talking business, and a boy come in with a telegram for her, and she read it, and she turned kind of pale and then got up and left.
Huh. Yeah, sure, Sam. I'll go see her. Hello, Kitty.
Oh, come in.
Thank you. I just got back. I thought I'd come around and congratulate you.
Oh, well, thanks.
Kitty.
Huh?
Sam told me about the telegram. If there's anything I can do to help.
Oh, Matt, you got it all wrong. Sam, too. It's not bad news.
Oh? Well, I'm glad to hear that.
It's my father, Matt.
What?
My father, Wayne Russell. He's coming here to Dodge tomorrow.
Well, I thought your father was lost.
Well, he has been. I've never even seen him. He left my mother in New Orleans a few months after I was born.
Yeah, I know.
He was a gambler, Matt. He worked the riverboats. Mother always said he was a very charming man. Funny thing is, she never held it against him, Mr. Zertner. She just accepted it as the way he was. In a strange sort of way, she was proud of him.
Well, how do you feel about him, Kitty?
Same as my mother, I guess.
Hmm. He's coming tomorrow, you say, huh?
Matt, will you go to the depot with me to meet him? Like I say, I'm real happy about it. But I feel kind of scared. Matt, you really think he'll be honest?
You just keep calm, Kitty.
People are starting to get off, see?
Yeah, I see.
Oh, I just thought of something.
What?
Well, I recognize him. I don't even know what he looks like. Matt, what'll I do?
Now, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Here comes Chester with somebody now.
Oh, you think that's him?
Well, he's about the right age.
Yeah?
Gray hair. He's dressed mighty fancy.
What'll I say to him? Maybe it isn't him at all.
Easy now, kid.
I found him, Miss Kitty. He come right up to me and asked if he knew you. Now, can you imagine that?
So you're Kitty.
Hello.
You're beautiful. I knew you'd be beautiful.
Thank you.
I know how you feel, child. But we'll get acquainted. We're going to be great friends, Kitty.
Well, sure. I mean, of course. Well, this is Marshal Dillon.
Welcome to Dodge, Mr. Russell.
Well, thank you, Marshal. It's a pleasure to know you. Kitty, I want to meet all your friends, and I've an idea.
Yeah?
I'd like to give a dinner tonight. I trust there's a restaurant here that could accommodate us.
Oh, there sure is, Mr. Russell, and that is a fine idea. Delmonico's, that's the best. We could
Chester.
Go there right now and tell them to get started cooking.
Chester.
Well, I'm only trying to help.
Well, that'd be pretty expensive, wouldn't it?
Kitty, my child, expense doesn't matter. I own a very prosperous freighting business in New Orleans now. I've had it for some time.
Well, that's wonderful.
Will you invite your friends for me, Kitty?
Yeah, if you want.
And about how many shall I tell them to expect?
Well, Chester and Matt and Doc Adams and... Oh, I don't know.
Well, ain't you going to ask Sam, Miss Kitty? After all, he's your partner now.
A partner? What partner, Kitty?
Oh, it's nothing.
Nothing? Why, Mr. Russell, she's half owner of the Goinest Saloon in Dodge, that's all.
Is this true, Kitty?
Well, it's really Sam Noonan's place.
But you're associated with him in the saloon business?
An unmarried woman has to make a living. And I'm making a good one.
Yes, of course, of course. Well, we'll talk about all this later, Kitty. But tonight we'll celebrate, shall we say, 8 o'clock at Delmonico's. I'll see you there too, Marshal?
Aye, certainly, sir.
I'll take you over to the hotel, Mr. Russell.
Well, thank you, Chester. Very kind of you to put yourself out this way.
Well, Kitty...
So that's my father, huh?
He's quite a gentleman, isn't he?
Matt?
Yeah.
I need a drink.
You're listening to Gunsmoke, and we'll be back with more from the Old West right after this.
It might be cold outside, but warmer weather is just around the corner. If you're considering a fishing boat or any other type of watercraft, right now is the perfect time to be doing your research on the right boat for you. Hi, I'm Drew Ramage with Drawn to Wildlife's Tip of the Week. Purchasing a boat can be a big decision, and there are a lot of things to consider. Talk with friends or experts on the type of boat you are looking for and get the pros and cons of different makes and models. Second, go to a boat show or dealer. And start looking at the boats and all the different features and see which features you can live with or without. Next, take it out on the water and make sure the boat performs the way you want it to. Finally, look at the value of the boat to confirm you're getting a good deal and then confirm the title transfers over to you with no issues. To learn more about this topic and many more, check us out on drawntowildlife.com where the seasons never end.
United States Navy veteran Jack Holder talks about the attack on Pearl Harbor and what was going through his mind as he laid in a ditch avoiding Japanese aircraft.
I'm not sure how long we were in the ditch, but I sat there, I've been asked, you know, what my thoughts were at that time, and I guess my most vivid memory is, God, please don't let me die in this ditch.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
A new poll says more Americans approve of President Trump than they do the big media. That's why millions are tuning in to Newsmax TV, America's new conservative channel. On Newsmax TV, see Bill O'Reilly, Pat Buchanan, Alan Dershowitz, Mike Reagan, and more. Bill O'Reilly's no-spin news show is on Newsmax TV. Get it on...
This Christmas, give the gift of down-home comfort food and treat yourself as well. Buy $25 in gift cards from Black Bear Diner and get $5 in Bear Bucks for your own post-holiday meal. Gift cards are the perfect gift. What better way to send your love than a cozy home-style experience? Stop by Black Bear Diner on Hilltop Drive. Open Christmas and New Year's. Don't forget, you can enjoy your favorite comfort food at home. Order online at blackbeardiner.com, pick up, or have it delivered.
Black Bear Diner.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call them at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004. But our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Oh, hooray. Oh, hooray for Aaron.
Oh, my. You better lock Chester and Sam in the same cell tonight, man.
Yeah, that's a pretty good idea.
Well, I'm afraid I gotta go now.
Oh, come, Kitty. The evening just started.
Yeah, well, it started at the Long Branch, too. I'm in business, remember?
Yes, I know.
I don't think Sam's going to be much help tonight. I'd better get down there
much
and take
help,
over.
Kitty, I ain't going to be no help at all.
Well, don't you worry, Sam. You stay and have a good time.
Kitty, you can't go out there on the street this time of night.
Well, I'll go with her, Mr. Russell.
Well, she must leave. I'll stop in later and say good night, Kitty.
Good night, sir.
Good night.
Doc, keep an eye on those two, will you?
Now, well, darling, Sam, you shouldn't be drinking all that. I'll give you some.
That was a pretty nice party, huh?
Yeah, fine.
Well, what is it, Kitty? Because he disapproves of your being in the saloon business?
You'll get used to it, Matt.
Maybe I gotta get used to having a father, that's all.
You haven't made him feel very welcome.
I haven't decided yet whether he's welcome or not.
Well, I didn't mean to interfere, Kitty. It's no business of mine.
Yep, I understand that. We'll see soon enough.
That's a good-looking horse Chester's riding, man.
He's thinking of buying it, Doc.
Buying it? Buying it. With what? That horse will be as old as Methuselah before he closes the deal.
Well, that could be.
Isn't that Kitty and her father coming out of the bank?
Yeah.
She treating him as cold as ever, man?
That's been 2 weeks and she hasn't changed a bit toward him as far as I've noticed.
Yeah, she's waving to you. She wants you to come over there.
Yeah, I guess so. I'll be back directly, Doc.
Yeah, the sun will keep your seat warm.
Okay.
Morning, Marshal.
Morning, Mr. Russell. Morning, Kitty.
We've got some news for you, Matt.
Oh?
Good news, Marshal.
Matt, we've been talking to Mr. Botkin, and he'll buy my share of the Long Branch anytime for cash.
You mean you're thinking of selling out?
Tomorrow morning. Just before we leave.
Just before you leave?
I'm going back to New Orleans, Matt. I'm going to take my money and put it into my father's freight business there.
Makes sense, Marshal. Kitty and I should be together.
Besides, the saloon business is no place for a lady. I can see that now. I've had to learn a lot in the last couple of weeks, Matt.
Yeah, I guess you have.
Well, if you're going to get packed, you better start, Kitty.
I am, right now. I'll see you at supper.
Fine. I'll go over to the depot and see the Santa Fe agent about our tickets. I'm a proud man today, Marshal, a proud and happy man. Now, if you'll excuse me.
Kitty.
Yes, Matt?
Whose idea was this? You're selling out and all.
Well, he likes to think it was both of ours.
But?
I'll have to give him the credit, Matt. He's been talking about it one way or another for 2 whole weeks now. He's awful smart. He can convince anybody of anything.
Yeah, I guess he can.
What is it, Matt? Don't you like him?
It doesn't matter whether I like him or not, Kitty.
No. No, I guess it doesn't.
But, I sure don't trust him, Kitty.
Now we're getting somewhere.
What?
I'm going to need your help, Matt. I don't trust him either.
Mr. Russell.
Morning, Marshal.
Well, I see the train's ready. Where's Kitty?
She insisted on meeting me here. She wanted to do her business at the bank alone for some reason.
Well, maybe it's because this is the last time she'll be doing any business on her own.
I hope so. No woman should be in business anyway.
Yeah, especially Kitty. She, trusts people too much. They take advantage of her.
Not anymore, I can assure you. I only hope she gets here with that money.
Well, nobody's likely to hold a woman up in broad daylight, Mr. Russell.
But they would at night, eh?
Oh, there are some men who'll do anything for a dollar. Day or night.
Yes. Ah, there she comes.
I told you she'd be all right. Nobody'd bother Kitty anyway. She's awful well-liked around here, Mr. Russell. By a lot of people.
Yes. Yes, of course.
They take it mighty personal if anything happened to her, no matter who did it, Mr. Russell. Morning, Kitty.
Morning, Matt. Father.
You're late, Kitty.
Jane hasn't left.
No, but we'd better be getting aboard.
All right.
Don't you have a bag of some kind?
Oh, my baggage is all taken care of.
I mean a handbag. You're not carrying anything.
I know.
Where's the money, Kitty? Didn't you get it?
No, Father, I didn't.
What?
I changed my mind the last minute.
What do you mean?
I decided to leave it here in the Long Branch with Sam Noonan. It's a good investment. I can always come back for it.
Now look here, Kitty. I'm deciding things for you from
now on. We'll talk about it on the train.
No, no, we're not leaving till you get that money.
Which is it you want, Father? Me or the money?
It isn't a question of that. Now you do as I say.
You haven't changed a bit.
What?
Mother always said you'd never change and she was right. Don't tell me you're running a freight business in New Orleans.
That's enough.
Easy, Mr. Russell.
You stay out of this, Marshal.
You're just another man to me, Father. And a crook besides.
Kitty, you're going to be sorry for this.
I'd be a whole lot more sorry if I let you steal my money.
All right, Kitty, all right. I think he understands now.
You're in this together.
Mr. Russell, you played it pretty smart so far. Don't disappoint us now. You see it through. Don't make me throw you in jail. Just play it all the way, Mr. Russell. You can do it.
Please, Father. Get on the train. Leave me at least that much pride.
Yes, I think so. Goodbye, Kitty.
Bye.
Marshal.
Goodbye, sir. He did it, Kitty. You were right.
Sure he did. You bet he did. All of us Russells have pride.
Gunsmoke, produced and directed by Norman McDonald, stars William Conrad as Matt Dillon, U.S. Marshal. Our story was specially written for Gunsmoke by John Meston, with music composed by Rex Corey. Sound patterns by Tom Hanley and Bill James. Featured in the cast were John McIntyre and Lawrence Dobkin. Harley Bear is Chester, Howard McNear is Doc, and Georgia Ellis is Kitty.
Radio from June 10th, 1956. I'm Greg Bella. Next on When Radio Was, Rosemary Rice will star in Suspense's Night of the Storm. Right after this break.
MusicRewind.com guarantees you'll be on your feet listening to You Can't Sit Down, 75 great instrumentals of the 50s and 60s. A 3-CD collection featuring The Shadows, Link Wray, Johnny and the Hurricanes, Duane Eddy, Sandy Nelson, The Ventures, and many more. You Can't Sit Down, 75 great instrumentals of the 50s and 60s today at MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002 and pay just $19.98. Get a special bonus of reduced shipping by using promo code Rewind77. Get your toes tapping and your feet moving with You Can't Sit Down, 75 great instrumentals of the 50s and 60s. Just go to MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002 today and pay only $19.98. Order now to save on shipping with promo code Rewind77. This 3-CD set of amazing instrumental hits can be yours today for only $19.98 at MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002. Don't forget promo code Rewind77 to get extra savings on shipping. That's 800-206-5002 or go to MusicRewind.com now. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Ellen Kriebel.
A woman in Philadelphia, having an argument with her boyfriend in a restaurant, got so angry she threw a soft drink at him. Then, as she was storming away, she slipped on the wet floor and broke her tailbone. Never mind that the floor was wet because of the drink she herself had thrown. She was still so angry she decided to sue. She did not sue the boyfriend because he didn't have any money. She sued the restaurant for having a wet floor. A jury ordered the restaurant to pay her $113,000. Her medical bills were real, of course, but does that make the business owner responsible? Looking through the lens of liberty, if we see any law-abiding citizen being held liable for the bad behavior of another, it ought to make us all angry, and we should do something about it.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Welcome back. I'm Greg Bell, and listen now for Rosemary Rice's Emily, with James Stevens as her husband, Jim, Alan Manson as Steve, Ralph Camargo Rutland, Terry Keene as Muriel, and Lawson Zerbe as Parker. It's from July 2nd, 1961.
And now, another tale well calculated to keep you in suspense. Within minutes, he was to die for murder. Yet three people knew of his innocence. Night of the Storm.
Well, did you make the appeal?
I did my best, Jim, but the governor turned me down.
I see. Then there's no other chance? No hope at all?
Well, as the governor pointed out, if we can come up with any new evidence, any new facts...
New evidence? Facts? If I knew anything, don't you think I would have told you long ago, even before the trial? I didn't kill my uncle. I hadn't seen him in years.
We know all that, Jim, but we haven't been able to prove it. The district attorney could prove that you killed him.
I didn't. Right up to the second they strap me in the chair tomorrow night and turn on the juice, I'm going to keep on swearing.
Of course you are, Jim. Now,
but you, my lawyer, you don't believe me either. You just pretend. That's what you're paid for. That's what you're doing.
Now listen to me, Jim.
Please. The only one who's ever believed in me is Emily. And what's going to happen to her after tomorrow when I'm dead? What's going to happen to Emily?
Calm down, Jim. This isn't doing any good.
I didn't kill my uncle. I didn't. I didn't. I didn't.
He didn't kill Uncle Corey. You know that as well as I do, Steve.
Jim needed money, didn't he?
He never killed for it.
He needed it desperately, and as well, Uncle Corey was leaving everything to Jim. He had reason enough.
I've said it 1,000 times already. Jim couldn't have done it. I know him so well. If there was even a bug in the house, he'd take it outside and then let it go rather than kill it.
But look, Emily. Emily, sooner or later, we've got to start facing the fact that there isn't a shred of evidence to prove that he wasn't the killer.
Steve! Do you mean you never believed him either? You, his own brother?
Oh, come on, Em. I wanted to believe him, you know that.
Did you? Did you really want to, Steve?
Well, yeah, sure. What do you think? Why are you looking at me like that?
You know, I just realized you could have been pretending all this time, couldn't you?
Huh?
Pretending that the last thing you want is to have Jim executed tomorrow night. While all along...
Well, come off it, will you?
Steve, when and if Jim dies, you get that money, don't you?
Jim, I don't know. I hadn't thought about it.
Oh, I'm sure you must know that will by heart. What does it say now? Everything is left to Jim, but in the event of Jim's death, then, Steve, you become the rightful heir. Isn't that the way the will reads, isn't
now,
it?
Listen to me, Emily.
$48,000. Why, you'll become a rich man if your brother dies.
I just wanted to stop by and comfort you tonight. Had an idea you'd be pretty broken up, but I don't have to listen to that kind of talk. Not even from you. Good night.
Steve, I thought you'd be home by now.
What do you want?
Look, just before you left, you gave me an idea. Tell me, I've forgotten. What was the name of that woman you were with the night Uncle Corey was killed?
Now, what do you want to know that?
Please, what's her name?
Good night, Emily.
Look, in the morning I can look it up in the court records. You might as well tell me.
But I broke off with her. I don't see her anymore.
If I can find her, I'm going to have a talk with her, Steve.
You keep away from her.
Why? Why? You must have a reason. Tell me.
She might have moved out of town.
Are you afraid of me seeing her?
No, no, of course not. Jim killed Uncle Corey. It was proved in the court. There's nothing you, me, or anybody else can do to save him from going to the chair for it.
Steve, if something can be done to save my husband, who happens to be your brother, don't you want me to try?
You're having a chance.
Her name, Steve. What is the name of the woman who gave you such a good alibi?
Stay away from her.
I see. So that's the attitude you're taking now. All right. I'll have to find out for myself.
Good night, Emily.
I'll get her name and address from the court records. Good night.
Yeah? Who's there?
I'd like to talk to you, Miss Mallard.
Well, I ain't opening this door for nobody, so beat it.
But I'm Jim Russell's wife. I've got to see you.
His wife?
Yes.
You got anybody with you?
No, no, I'm alone. Please.
Just a minute.
Thank you.
Now, look, sister, I know all about your husband getting the chair tonight, and I'm real sorry, see, but there's nothing I can do for you.
Look, I got the idea from Steve that maybe if I had a talk
Steve?
With you...
You're trying to tell me that Steve sent you over here? Look, honey, don't hand me that, because I know better.
What do you mean?
Nothing. Nothing at all. Just go away and leave me alone.
No, wait! Hey, don't shut the door!
What do you think you're doing?
You're keeping something from me. I know it. You and Steve, the two of you.
What are you thinking? That I had something to do with killing that old guy?
No. But I think you might have lied to the police about the night he was killed.
And what if I did? It's too late now, and I ain't never going to change my story.
You'd rather see an innocent man die?
Now, listen, if I change my story now, if I change what I said in court, they'll send me up on a perjury rap. I ain't going to jail no matter what.
It's true, isn't it? Steve wasn't with you the night Uncle Corey was killed. Steve was the one who did it, not Jim.
No, I ain't saying. Now, beat it, will
oh,
you?
Please, please, you've got to change your story and tell the truth. You've got to save my husband.
Look, I don't gotta do nothing. Now, get out of here.
Thank goodness.
Oh, hello, Mrs. Russell.
Mr. Rutland, I've been waiting here in your office for almost 2 hours.
It's that storm out there. The highways are flooded.
No.
My car stalled when the ignition got wet. Well, anyway, I'm here, but I'm sorry to say that the news I brought from upstate isn't good. Mrs. Russell, there'll be no reprieve tonight for Jim.
Yes, there will. Hmm? They've got to give him a reprieve now. And even, well, as soon as they know the truth, a full pardon.
What are you talking about?
Last night, Steve, you know Jim's brother, Steve.
Yes, yes.
Mr. Rutland, he just about admitted to me that he was the one who killed Uncle Corey.
What? Oh, now, Mrs.
Don't
Russell.
You see? If Jim dies, then Steve gets all that money. He planned to kill Uncle Corey and then have Jim die for the murder. It's the way that will read, that in the event of Jim's death, then Steve
I'm sorry, would... Mrs. Russell, but that isn't proof.
Yes, it is.
Now, it's only a possible motive, one that I know the police considered a long time ago.
Mr. Rutland...
Your husband's hunting knife was used in the murder.
I know.
His prints were on it,
yes.
Whether planted or not.
Yes.
And your husband didn't have an alibi for that night, but Steve did. An airtight
will
alibi.
Please listen. She lied. That woman, Muriel Mallard, went into court and lied that Steve was with her that night.
Perjury? Well, possibly, but I doubt it. She had no reason to.
Part of that money would be good reason, wouldn't it?
Well, yes, it would, but...
I saw her this morning. She wouldn't deny that she lied.
But I'm sure that she wouldn't admit it either.
Well,
would she?
No.
What do you think we can do, Mrs. Russell?
Mr. Rutland, I think that I can...
It's 2:45 now. Let's see, they're on standard time up at the Capitol.
Standard time?
Now, that means in 7 hours, it'll be all over.
7 hours?
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Rutland, will you help me?
Well, of course, but you'll have to tell me how.
Stay right here in your office. Wait for me to phone you so that you can get in touch with the governor.
Very well. I'll be here.
Oh, thank you.
Mrs. Russell, I know how you feel. There's hardly a loved one of a condemned man who doesn't feel that he He might be innocent. You've got to be prepared to accept the fact that the weight of evidence was against him, that he was proved guilty. Why, even I, as his defense attorney, now believe that justice will be done.
Justice? When he isn't guilty? I'll never believe he is, never. And now, after what I just heard, I'm going to try until the last possible second to save my husband.
We'll be back with more suspense right after this short break.
When's the last time you checked your credit score? Those three-digit scores can have a huge impact on your financial life. Credit Karma can help you with free scores, free reports, and free monitoring. Credit Karma also gives you the tips, tools, and advice you need to understand your credit and how to improve it. You can even spot potential errors on your credit report. That can mean better interest rates on loans and credit cards, which can save you thousands of dollars in the long run. Signing up is completely free. No credit card needed. Visit creditkarma.com or download the Credit Karma app now.
Here's your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall.
Do antioxidants really have a positive effect on our health and reverse the aging process? I'll be right back to tell you. Do antioxidants really reverse the aging process? Well, here's some real numbers that should make a difference to you. Death rates for people that take antioxidants are down by 50%. Cancer deaths are down by 13%. Cancer survival rates are up by 50%. Heart attack and stroke down by 50%. Skin cancer down by 70%. Infections are down by 50%. And cataracts are down by 27 to 36%. Those are some pretty powerful numbers, ladies and gentlemen, that show that antioxidants really do make a big difference in your life if you choose to take them. They can really reverse the aging process and allow you a much happier, healthier life. The cost of vitamins and minerals is small, especially compared with the money saved on drugs, doctor bills, hospitalization, and the ultimate effects of combined aging.
Wow, look at these roses. They're gorgeous.
Happy Valentine's Day, honey.
Aw, thank you. Guys, this Valentine's Day, you can order like a pro with gorgeous roses from Pro Flowers. She'll be thrilled.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
When you need assistance applying for veteran benefits, consider utilizing the Shasta County Veteran Service Office. Our veteran representatives are all military veterans that are highly trained and fully accredited, giving you the best support possible. This is Celestina Traver, your Shasta County Veteran Service Officer. We welcome you to our office at 1855 Shasta Street to see what benefits are awaiting you. Please call us at 225-5616.
KCNR rolls into 2019 with great changes to our programming. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your town hall of the Shasta County airwaves. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, it's the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, 1460 a.m. and soon on 96.5 FM. Now, more than ever, we are your locally owned, community-connected radio station. For over 45 years, Clyde's Home Entertainment is the place people turn to for locally owned, expert advice on electronics that turn your home into a theater.
Clyde's goes the extra mile for their customers. They have a huge selection of audio and video accessories and equipment. Whether it's the latest 4K television or a hard-to-find accessory, Clyde's is the place for all your home electronic needs. Clyde's is a full-service dealer for Samsung, Klipsch, Yamaha, LG, and more. They offer full-service dish network. Be sure to ask about the current monthly specials. The original, and still the best, Clyde's Enterprises, 1250 Hartnell and Reading. They have it all. 221-4144. That's 221-4144. Clyde's.
What is happening to my husband right this minute?
Yeah. Oh, honey, I'm sorry. I'm real sorry.
Sorry isn't going to bring him back.
No, I know.
Why didn't you tell the truth? You weren't with Steve that night. Why didn't you tell the truth?
Well, why should I have? But now, what difference does it make? Might as well tell you the truth now. See, Steve and me broke up a long time ago. I was with Fred Baines that night.
Who?
Yeah, Freddie Baines, owns the auto parts company. I guess you don't know Freddie, no. But that's where I was. That's who I was really
with. Why didn't you lie, Muriel?
Listen, sister, all my life I never seen more than a couple hundred bucks at one time. And now? Oh, boy, now that's all over. I'm going to see 10,000. Imagine 10 G's off for me. Hey, where are you going?
Fred Baines. He's the one who can tell the police that you weren't with Steve that night.
Yeah.
I can call my lawyer now and have him get a reprieve for Jim.
Hey, honey, you might as well stay and have another drink. It's too late to do anything now. Your husband's dead. That's all over with.
It's 9 o'clock here. But upstate, they're on standard time. Up there, he won't die for an hour.
That little... ain't gonna do her no good. She can't prove nothing.
Hi, Muriel. Thought I'd find you here.
See? She's in there. I told her about me and Fred. I didn't know.
Hang up that phone, Emily.
No. No. I can get the proof now that Jim isn't the killer. And I can prove that you were the one, Steve. The
gun's in my pocket. Aim right at your head, Emily. Hang up that phone.
No, Steve.
Hang it up.
No.
I'm following you all afternoon just waiting to see if you make a move like this. Well, it didn't do you any good. You just kept your nose out of this. Well, I got my car parked right outside of the curb, so come on.
No. What are you going to do?
What do you think I'm going to do now you know about Muriel being with Fred? Won't this be a coincidence? You and Jim dying in the same night. Move, Emily, or I'll kill you right here.
Where are you taking me?
Somewhere along the river. This rain, it's so swollen, nobody'll think twice about finding this car out in deep water with you in it.
Let me out, Steve.
I'll pull this trigger right now. I'm warning you, Emily.
Oh, that doesn't scare me. Not when you're going to kill me anyway. Stop this car and let me out.
Don't be a jerk. Don't you think I know you'll go straight to the car?
I said stop this car.
Hey, let go of the wheel.
No.
What are you doing?
No.
Please get in. Where's that gun? Emily. Emily, come back here. Don't leave me pinned under the steering wheel like this. Emily! Emily!
It's 25 to 9 up there. 25 minutes. Oh, a phone. I've got to get to a phone. Isn't anyone home? Please. Oh, God. Oh, thank goodness.
Yeah?
Please. There's been an accident down that way. May I use your phone?
An accident, eh? Anybody hurt?
I don't know for certain. Please, I've just got to get to
the
phone.
It can't be too bad if you don't even
Please,
know.
I've got to make a phone call.
Well, I understand
Please.
That, but you could have seen for yourself if you looked up at the wire coming what? Into this house. Just electric. I ain't got no phone.
No phone?
That's what I said.
What am I going to do? I've only got 20 minutes.
Huh?
I've got to get to a doctor.
Oh, I see. Well, can you make out that clump of trees up the road there?
Yes.
Well, just the other side. There's a bend in the road, yes, and then a gas station. They got a booth right out near the pump.
Thank you.
Hey, you're getting all soaked. I'll lend you my umbrella.
I'm... Oh, no, my purse is stuck in my car. Oh, please.
Yes, ma'am. What can I do for you?
A dime. I've got to have a dime.
What would you like? Change for a quarter?
No, I left my purse back in the car. Give me a dime. Please, will you give me a dime?
Just like that, huh?
Please, my husband is going to die in 10 minutes. Unless I make a phone call. Oh,
take it
please.
Easy, will you, ma'am?
Please, just lend me a dime, then I'll pay you back later. Please.
Well, sure, ma'am.
Please, hurry.
Coming right up, ma'am.
Hurry,
coming right
please.
Up.
Please.
Here you are. One dime.
Minutes. What is this number? What's the number? I can't remember. God, look it up. Rutland attorney. Oh, here it is. BUA 5098. Oh, now. BUA. Oh, 9, 8. Answer. 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 Oh, he said he'd be there. He said he'd wait. Please.
Hello?
Oh, Mr. Rutland. This is Emily Russell. They've got to stop the execution.
Why, you know they can't stop it, Mrs. Russell, unless we've got definite proof that he's innocent.
Mr. Rutland, we will be able to prove it.
What?
We will be able to prove that Muriel wasn't with Steve that night.
The facts, Mrs. Russell.
We
the facts.
Will.
That's what they're waiting for. They'll grant a stay to investigate, but what can we give them to go on?
Muriel was with the Fred Baines that night. When I found out Steve tried to kill me. Hurry, Mr. Rutland, hurry, please.
What's the number of the phone you're talking about?
Academy 23099.
All right, I'll call you right back just as soon as I've spoken to the governor.
Well, then I'll wait here. I've got to know if Jimmy's safe.
I understand. Hang up now, Mrs. Russell.
Yes, of course. 6 minutes. 6 minutes? He's got to be in time. What?
It's Rutland, Mrs. Russell. I'm sorry to say that I couldn't get through to the governor.
You couldn't?
Well,
no.
With this storm, the wires at the Capitol are down. There isn't one open sign.
No, no, but, no.
But, Mrs.
No.
Russell, didn't you hear what I said? All the lines are down. I spoke to the power company, and the electric wires are down, too. Don't you see, Mrs. Russell, there's no power at all up there.
Then Jim wasn't executed?
No, he wasn't.
Oh, thank God.
Well, there's nothing more for you to worry about, Mrs. Russell. By the time the power is restored, the authorities will have the whole story and they can start checking it out.
And they'll find that Jim is innocent. Just as I always knew he was.
Suspense. You've been listening to Night of the Storm, written for Suspense by Peter Fernandez. Featured in tonight's story of suspense was Rosemary Rice as Emily. Also in our cast were Alan Manson as Steve, Ralph Camargo as Rutland, Terry Keene as Muriel, James Stevens as Jim, and Lawson Zerbe as Parker. Musical supervision by Ethel Huber. Suspense is produced and directed by Bruno Zerato Jr.
From July 2nd, 1961, radio scriptwriter Peter Fernandez was also an actor, and he later would be heard as the voice on a popular children's 1960s television cartoon series, which was imported from Japan. Can you name it? I'll have the answer and then wrap up when radio was right after this break.
Johnny Dollar.
Hans Garrett, Johnny, Sheriff's Office.
Oh, hi.
Well, you can quit looking for Russell. We found him.
Well, that's good news.
Is it? He's dead.
He's a specialist in fraud and the finer points of human nature. He's insouciant, cynical, and glib, but honest when it counts. He's America's fabulous freelance insurance investigator. Yours truly, Johnny Dollar.
Ants, get over here fast.
Well, what's the matter?
I'm trapped in the office of Jensen's Boathouse.
Trapped?
Look, I've got no time to explain. There's a man outside with a gun, and I can't hold him off much longer.
Who is it?
I don't know, but I've got a strong hunch it's the one who murdered Russell, and he's trying to do likewise to me.
Bob Bailey, Mendel Kramer, and more star as Dollar in 32 adventures of intrigue, excitement, and mystery in Radio Spirit's 10-CD collection, Yours Truly, Johnny Dollar, Medium Rare Matters.
The tiny office I was in had no windows and no outside door, a real trap. And outside in the darkened boathouse, somebody with a gun was stalking me. Probably the killer I've been looking for. But now he was looking for me. I stacked what furniture there was against the door. He started throwing his weight against it, and it couldn't last very long. There was nothing I could do but wait.
Yours Truly, Johnny Dollar, Medium Rare Matters, is regularly $39.98. But when Radio Was listeners can get it today for only $24.98. That's a savings of $15 and get free shipping. Just go to radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code Johnny77.
I know how fantastic all of this must sound, but it's the truth. Do you think I'm crazy?
You don't look crazy to me.
Order Medium Rare Matters today at radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code Johnny77. This offer is available for a limited time only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
It might be cold outside, but warmer weather is just around the corner. If you're considering a fishing boat or any other type of watercraft, right now is the perfect time to be doing your research on the right boat for you. Hi, I'm Drew Ramage with Drawn to Wildlife's Tip of the Week. Purchasing a boat can be a big decision, and there are a lot of things to consider. Talk with friends or experts on the type of boat you are looking for and get the pros and cons of different makes and models. Second, go to a boat show or dealer and start looking at the boats and all the different features and see which features you can live with or without. Next, take it out on the water and make sure the boat performs the way you want it to. Finally, look at the value of the boat to confirm you're getting a good deal, and then confirm the title transfers over to you with no issues. To learn more about this topic and many more, check us out on drawntowildlife.com, where the seasons never end.
Radio Was. I'm your host, Greg Bell, and before the break, we were talking about writer and actor Peter Fernandez. And I mentioned he was heard on a popular Japanese animated series. You see, Fernandez was the English language voice of Speed Racer on that 1960s program. I'm Greg Bell, and please remember to visit us over at the website, which is whenradiowas.com. And until next time, I bid you farewell.
When Radio Was is presented by RadioSpirits.com. This is